Maria?
Hello?
About ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous?
Who's there?
Meridian.
I ace-ify this.
What a juggalo. What a juggalo. What a juggalo.
Oh, boy. You woke up dumb-dumb.
That was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesome.
What's going on here?
Action.
Surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it. Yep.
A lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw feet of a 10.
Wow.
This jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to
go in the bathroom in the driveway is not
a big problem.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
Let's swing.
He's not a fighter.
Will she call him a midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
I was offended.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of
others. No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Showed him up again.
Unfortunately, I put still right about here. Right up here.
Siegel constantly snapping at the collar with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
What are you doing?
Arts. Fun.
I'm not as
near
incompetent you
let on that. Don't tell me to calm down.
Where can I get some marijuana? Excuse me?
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial...
Oh, my God. That we got.
Did you vote for me for Employee of the Month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is... Okay, how you pronounce the word? Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. Goodbye to Urge and Law. Good luck to them the old Texas Aggies. The boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. Goodbye. The Aggies, look here. Chicken wiggle bone, wiggle bone. Get the wood. Just go. He get a hug of the door. What in the world did that bird that mean?
And the microphone number forever 866-2 Elliot 866-235-68. Hello.
Oh.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good night.
Spring concert.
Miserable.
What?
Man.
No, it was
horrible.
Like singing, then they got the band and the orchestra.
Horrible.
That's a long hour, though.
Not bad.
What did I just say? I say to you earlier this week?
Decided that you had discovered the worst job in America. You conductor.
Bingo. Oh. That has got to be the worst job. Because I had to go to one of the...
Well, they're a music teacher.
Yeah, okay, but you're still, you're teaching kids who have no idea what to do.
No, but it's, I mean...
No, there's nothing fulfilling.
And I saw marked improvement.
That's where you got to get your solace from, is that they go from nothing to, oh, it's horrible.
Well, when you see that stupid cello up the hill like twice a week to the bus stop.
When did you win clarinet?
Middle school.
Okay, so it was a little bit later. Because I feel like kindergartners, we only get fourth and fifth grade.
No, fourth and fifth grade to play an instrument. Kindergartners were just singing.
Oh, yeah. The choral group. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, that's rough.
A chorus is
a bit much. Don't crap on music. You tease yesterday. Yeah. Although we did know he was sick.
Well, because there was all the confusion, but BB was...
Benny prior, King. Prior to that, I feel like it wouldn't have been shocking.
but first of all, hails in comparison to B.B. King.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, without B.B. King, you probably, well, music. But the, but I mean, in terms of like one of the pillar music, he's up there.
Well, yeah, he single-handedly, well, he had some assistants along the way, but keeping genres alive and well, and new audiences to the blues, he was the guy.
Yeah, no, he was up there. He's way up there. You know what I didn't, Wait, can I guess what you just made the face for?
Yes.
I had no idea. I had no clue.
The 15 times 15 children from numerous relations. Oh, damn.
Many, many. How many? Was he even married? Because I know he died in Vegas. But married at all?
Didn't he adopt a bunch?
Did he really?
I believe
so. Well, now don't I feel like the a-hole?
Let's see. It says his wife, Betty. This is the 64 through current.
No kidding. So he was married from... Oh, so yeah, he must have adopted a ton. Good for him. Hey, were any of the kids famous? Did any of them follow in Dad's footsteps?
Wait a minute. I think that...
It's been a bad health week.
I think I searched Ben E. This like the Twitter confusion.
We don't have to worry about that confusion anymore because they're both out.
Says he had 15 biological and adopted children. Family members 11 survive.
Oh, so...
But if he's 80, not...
Okay,
not
but still, they're still the 50s. That's still. So wait, 11 of the and he was currently.
No, that was Benny.
God damn it, Diane.
Yeah.
So what? Wait. So was he? Look up Riley B. King. That's his real name, Diane. Riley is
Oh,
really? Yeah. Well, it's not BB. Yeah, Riley B. King. And what were Diane?
Lucille.
Yes. Why is that?
Was it for
the? No. First, one of the early shows. I can't call it his first shows, but one of the early shows he played was at a small little club, and two got into a fight, parking lot, and they were fighting over Lucille.
Oh,
and his whole thing was. By the way, the club catches fire. And so he thought he went back in and grabbed his guitar. After the woman, he was like, if that woman can create that much passion, then my guitar is which give me that much to Lucille.
I have your answer. Your answer twice.
Good for him.
46 to 52.
Okay, so that he got his first wife out of the way.
58 to 66. Six.
So from 66, he's
The failure of both marriages attributed demands made on the marriage by his 250 performances per year.
Oh, crazy! He'd play anywhere.
15 kids, and this only goes back to 2004. 50 grandkids.
Whoa, 50 grandkids!
And that was 11 years ago.
Hey, he died loaded.
That's a good question.
Like, does
he should have? But I don't know if that's...
Is it one of those cases, because when he got into music, there really existed to take care of art, where it was like, great career, legend, in a sense, it's to his name?
I would see that, but from a different perspective, I see it being one of those cases where, found him rich.
Oh, really? So you think people sponged?
I'm saying this.
Without...
I know for sure. But yeah, it doesn't seem...
Living large.
Unless he just...
Yeah, but you don't get the sense from all the stories that he's leaving behind. you know,
million dollars
worth of treasure that's built up.
Went to bed every night listening to "In the Wee Small Hours" by Frank Sinatra. That's what they said he wrote in his.
Oh man, same song every night.
No, I think the album, not the song.
Okay, but years do you go to bed listening to that?
Credited Frank Sinatra for opening doors to black entertainers, especially when. The clubs in Vegas.
Oh, really? So he was home. That's where he went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you know what? Good for B.B. King.
He was loaded. TMZ did an article that said he had Oprah money.
What? Millions?
This is 2009. TMZ got their hands on a lawsuit that said in the 21st, 2008, at that time, he had already made over $100 million.
Jesus! Holy hell! Get it, B.B. King! Wow, so he's loaded.
So he modestly, but didn't want to.
So do you think he lived like in one of those out in Vegas? Dude, how about Benny King?
Benny,
what did I say?
Come on, Benny, not Riley,
Diane. So he goes loaded. Good for him. Good. I would have never guessed that. Good for him, though. Good for one of those kids going to be loaded. You got 50 grandkids. Each of them could get like a $10 million. Man, good for B.B. King. That's great. But yeah, bad health. Had a stroke yesterday.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's bad. The first friend of mine who's had a parent like a decent sized stroke. It's scary as hell.
They were there when it happened?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, not good. Not good. That wasn't good.
Having a decent sized stroke.
That probably counts. But I didn't know my buddy's mom.
I don't know if that's what happened.
Let's keep
talking about something that no one understands. What else? What else for bad health week?
Well,
though?
No, we did go to a funeral.
What you meant though, in terms of celebrity?
Oh, just being around it. No, I mean I don't know. I know the other two people more than I know B.B. King. But we went to a funeral this week that my buddy's mom had to play. I was the best behaved one out there.
That is absolutely ridiculous. I didn't talk to you guys the second we walked at the location.
That's not true.
When we sat down, I did not talk to you guys.
Wait, not even Kaylee?
No.
Who you sat next to?
Yes.
You didn't utter a word to her?
No.
I talked to Diane.
You were saying
the total funeral.
Yeah,
it was before
we're not very good at the hushed tones.
Well, then you know what? Dress appropriately. Dress appropriately. And by the way, another girl didn't. I commented that a girl had a very short. It was a Jewish funeral. Since I had to be the token and walk everybody through what you were supposed to do. I wasn't the token in that. No, but I had to walk everybody what you're supposed to wear. You wouldn't have worn a something covering your shoulders.
No, because I didn't have protocol.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, you always have shoulders. And you should have worn a keyhole. But
there were very few women who were wearing the yarmulkes. And you said
right.
That's only very strict.
That tends to be your traditional Orthodox Jews who wear the... Normally you would cover your head with like a shawl or something like that. Like Kaylee wanted to wear... What was her... What is a derby? What was the hat?
She was talking about a fascinator.
Oh, a fascinator. I never heard the name of that. Then I wanted to...
That's all you have. All you ever heard.
What? No.
Those big hats.
It's like a derby hat.
No. No. Different.
Hoda and Kathy Lee had those hats.
And then what was I really disappointed in Diane for?
I don't know.
She did not remove her dress and get into the mikvah and clean herself off.
I thought you were going to say singing.
Oh, she did. She did, which was very rude. Yes, I did. I was dealing with the rabbi.
I sat right next to you. Your mouth didn't move. And in fact, I know you don't know those words by heart because you program and stick it in the little kind of pew.
When you didn't need it.
Is that something that's unique only containers? Is that something
what do you call
Jewish
the little,
faith?
What do you call the where you put the...
Container.
Where you put...
The Bible holder. I don't know what it is.
Container sounds better than Bible holder.
A container. That's what you said.
A container. Which is what you should have washed off in the goddamn mix. Damn.
Okay.
Diane didn't even do, like, the English response part.
You don't have to.
And by my mouth to be able to
You're
dive
there
in.
To show support for those who are not. You don't have to doing up and going and union. When you haven't done it in 10 years.
Not even close.
I tend to agree with Elliot on this.
Wait, what are you Elliot-ing me for? I don't... Davening?
Yeah. Oh, the most.
No. But at least I spoke along with the rabbi.
You did not.
And I'm not moving.
You brought your dummy. Your Jewish character.
Yeah. Wait, did you not speak along with the?
Why not?
You should though. They said, let's do the response together. Yeah. No.
You don't have to. I don't sing or pray along if I'm in a church.
No, Diane, what do you
do? Oh, I dig my nails into my palm. Technique I've used for years.
I'm going to try that.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
I looked over it, which, by the way, you also weren't speaking along in Hebrew.
Not in Hebrew, right.
But you said, like, the response part.
I'm not a religious person, but I thought that I should.
Yeah, because it was
join in of life.
That's why I did it. But when I looked over at one point, you weren't a face full of tears.
Yet.
All right, listen, we got stuff to get through today, so let me do this. Back, lay everything out for you next.
Elliot in the morning. 102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Even the world.
We're probably not. XL 102 commercial-free. Free from interruption.
I'll make it
102. Richmond's alternative.
Richmond Traffic Center.
A stalled vehicle blocks the left lane of... looks like the 6 between 295 and Airport Drive, Highland Springs. No problems, 95. Chipping at 288 in the downtown. No delays and no current collision. Stalled vehicles or any problems on the side streets.
This report, Nissan of Richmond.
New Nissan of Richmond. But one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer in Richmond. And to celebrate, we're offering you the best deals in our history. Right now, get a 2015 Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan of
Regional Sales Ranking, CYTD 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Be in the spring this month at Chevrolet Buick GMC during the spring sales event. You too can be a visiting the largest selection of vehicle location just a quarter mile up street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles. And spring into summer this season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles. Up to P on Silverados, Gulfs, and Sierras. RP on all Equinox and Terrain. $5,000 off MSRP on all now. Strong with up to $5,000 off MSRP. Up to $6,000 off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe. Up to $6,000 off MSRP on Acadias. Up to $6,500 off the Enclaves. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing savings. Stay online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. YouTube driver.
This is what driving with and out tune
and your engine running smooth. Stop by Auto's need for a tune-up.
Maximize summer miles per gallon with 2 10-ounce bottles of Gum Out Expert Series fuel system treatment for restrictions and details in store. AutoZone.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A sandwich, silly. I told you already.
Get super sandwiches for just 40. Restrictions apply.
Get a head start with great Memorial Day deals right now. Like the Charbroil Advantage Series 4-Burner Gas Grill, now $249, plus 1% off all in-stock composite decking purchases, $299 or more. There's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. 512 through 518, decking 527. Exclusions apply to both offers. Store or Lowe's.com for details.
Ron Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending an hour on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles. Mount Dushan.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
BK. Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor. Citrus flavor. In those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with real sugar. Those bottles under my seat were just part of my 6 more bottles of Dushan in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Wait, I still got 5 bottles. The bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dushan?
That's where I got this bottle. In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
To the do with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally.
You're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of living. Introducing Mountain Dew, Clear Dew with an old school. Grab Mountain Dew, Dewshine today at Kroger. Mountain Dew, Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
When it comes to common sense moments at Metro PCS, we don't kid around. Right now, buy a smartphone from Metro and get a second 4G smartphone free after it's not included. A free LG Optimus L70. All nationwide network. Only at Metro PCS.
Limited time offer. Phone pricing in store. Price store. Mail and rebate requires payment. Second month of service. Available everywhere. See store Metro terms and conditions.
Well, it's the 15th of the month, which means it's time, Co., where 15 minutes could save you on car insurance. For outstanding coverage at a great price, visit Auto for your free or free to me.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today. Nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Elliot in the morning, XL 102.
Gonna be on with us today. His TV show's really good.
It's very funny.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I thought
it's good.
So Christian Finnegan is listed. Is he like a consultant?
That's what he gets listed at. Then we're friends. I like that. We like Michael Ian Black.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the amount of guest stars that were on that first episode are nuts.
Explain this to me so I have it. It's 11 episodes of a TV show, and it's going to air on TV. It doesn't.
July 15th.
Right. But the JimGaffigan.com.
For two more weeks, yes.
So I can watch it there. It will start in 2 months.
Correct.
Well. But the show's really good. I feel bad saying surprisingly good.
I think it was a little.
But it's better with me.
Yeah. Say that now.
But we want it to come out sounding bad. I don't want it to come out sounding negative. But it's
really
to me. Yeah.
It's Jim's show. I know four
right.
That have maybe not met expectations,
and
but
maybe
he wasn't
that's
the
why.
Guy.
Right, no, but maybe that's why.
That's
why. Oh, no, the show's great.
I agree, but don't say you're surprised.
No, well, obviously I won't do that, and nobody. But it's really, really good. And right, there are a ton in the show. Anyway, Gaffigan will be on with us in a couple of hours. Also, I do have more tickets. Sweet Life Festival. I have more to see Joel McHale. Playoff tickets. You get a game 6 to Nord Center with the Wizards and the Hawks. I read that. Our grinds came in the mail. Now I'm starting to really start getting frothy at the mail. We have so much stuff we got to get through today. Anyway, Diane, let's get going with some news, please.
Nepalese rescuers have found three bodies of a U.S. Marine helicopter that disappeared earlier this week. While it was off mission, they said the wreckage was pieces and that there were no chance of any survivors. This was the helicopter on a rescue mission that was carrying six Marines and Lee's Army soldiers. It was from Marine Light Attack Helicopter Squadron 469. Wing out of Camp Pendleton.
I'm looking at but they are still going to find those that were on the plane or the helicopter.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yes. The recovery mission. Actually, as we speak, and yesterday, an eighth death in the Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia. And SB is saying that the train had right before the crash. The side shows that 65, the train speed went above 70 miles per hour, and 16 seconds, that is when the train speed went above 100. They said that in Boston had agreed to speak with investigators. They plan to do so sometime in the day to give him a couple of days to let his stress level, I guess, down a little bit.
Right.
And what he recalls leading into the event, but as we had heard from his attorney, said through his attorney that he really doesn't remember much.
Yeah, doesn't remember much at all. The bit of good news, they're able to, like you said, they found the eighth victim, but they were able, that was on the train, has been accounted for.
Yes.
Which was good, because remember yesterday we were talking about they able to come forward, a train or family or new. So everybody that was on the train has been accounted for.
Yes, Amtrak now facing its first lawsuit.
It did come out, to their credit, they did come out. We take full responsibility for this. We're going to work with all the families, obviously those that lost. They take full responsibility for the crash.
One of its employees who was injured filed suit yesterday saying that Amtrak acted negligently leading up to the funeral service here today for Naval Academy Justin Zemser at his home in Far Rockaway, Beach, York. He was on his way home, tearing to help out with some plebe activity at the U.S. Naval Academy when he was on the train on his way home. A couple of young women expected to be okay after they were shot on a school bus yesterday afternoon. Apparently, the sheriff's office calling on members of the public to help two people responsible learned that they were questioning interest near the scene of the shooting, but they didn't have ID. So
I was watching. Man, that's something. So you had two people not on the school bus start firing shots into the school bus.
Yeah.
One of the girls that got shot, she got shot. Took a bullet.
I mean, like I said, the injuries, obviously, while they're severe, are said to be not
life-threatening, right.
Life-threatening.
That's amazing to me.
Well, in Stone Mountain, Georgia, that we talked about, has been fired after making some racially charged comments at a school's graduation ceremony. Remember?
Oh, is this the principal? Well, there it goes.
Because the valedictorian, I guess exactly, running on time, valedictorian had not gotten up and given their speech yet, and people had started to get up and walk. And that's exactly what she said. In her words, look who's leaving, all the black people. Now, she did offer an apology to parents, saying that the devil came out from my mouth, apologizing for her racist comments and was hoping for forgiveness. But obviously,
she got
the TNT Academy and all school decided to fire her. Her case was a diatribe posted by her son in which he used the N-word to criticize people who were going up against his mother. Nice story. 1-year-old Clarence Blackman 1-1 in North Carolina the other day because he couldn't get out of his chair in his house, and he had just gotten out of the hospital after having several different cancer treatments, and he doesn't have any family in the area. He did not know what to do, so he called.
But what I need is someone to get to the grocery some food because I need to help me. If you can do the help anything, I can't go anywhere.
Okay.
I can't get out of my damn chair.
The operator, a woman named Marilyn, and this way it would have been to send cops one further. A couple of hours later, he got a knock on his door and bags of groceries for him. She actually bought him enough food to get by at least for a bit of it, and even made him some. An old guy doesn't have any family, and I guess they should have called social services to make sure he was going to be somebody at the hospital. I guess dropped the ball, but this woman picked it up, and
you know what?
After this story has got Carolina, but all across the country, his cabinets are overflowing, and him being the nice guy that he is, he doesn't want to take more than he needs. So
he donated
all the extra food that has come in that he feels going to local food banks.
Good for him.
Mad Max Fury Road and Pitch Perfect 2, new for you this week. Movies.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect 2 looks good.
Supposed to be good.
Part 1 was good.
Looking through the, you're coming back on Monday.
Oh, is it?
Huh?
Oh, I had no
idea. Have you not seen a commercial?
Honestly, I haven't. Are we watching this thing through?
Well, this is women, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, just for
we
got to
see how that goes. Yeah.
But I'm absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so that's Monday?
Makes my late.
And then Mad Men will end on Sunday night.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't wait.
Alan Thicke's wife, Tanya, telling us that there is a certain type of music when they're having sex, and that would be music by Alan's son, Robin.
Dude.
His current wife is not.
That's kind of cool, though.
It's creepy.
No. That's kind of cool.
Now, not Robin Thicke's biological mother. It's his stepmother. But said it is pretty weird. In fact, Robin Thicke tweeted at his dad, "Dad, I heard that you said to Us Weekly, I heard what you said. I need immediately."
If I had a kid that was famous and was, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
It's your older dad talking about having sex with us. It doesn't matter.
They're allowed to have sex.
It's creepy for a kid.
Oh, no.
I don't care who you are.
No, if your kid was famous and had music. Now you know I have to ask the question.
Guess what?
You believe at some point rocked out to Blue Water East?
No.
How about
neither in the bedroom?
The Thursday?
Neither in the bedroom nor at Thursday, yes. Post hardcore emo. A lot.
Sports Patriots who make it clear that they don't accept those reports.
They don't have to accept
Brady.
It.
So they said they are going by the theory that they're incompetent logic and that evidence was ignored. The Players Association has officially ruled Tom Brady's four-game suspension. So I guess Commissioner Goodell is going to be the one seeing that.
Well, Brady's camp asked for an independent arbitrator to oversee the heels of the Patriots, saying this screwed up the entire thing and it's baseless and there's no reason. So I'm sure Goodell at that point was like, oh, okay, then I'll oversee it, and then you could be mad that it's going to throw the book at you.
After a two-hour rain delay in San Diego, Padres 3 in a game that ended in the early hours of this morning.
I listened to the game on the way into work today.
You did?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I don't know what they have to start a West Coast game really late at night so I can hear it on the... I came into work, listened to a baseball game. It was fantastic. It was like 2:20 in the morning. I was listening to
baseball. The LA Angels this weekend. It's must-win night for the Wizards when they're leading that series 3-2. The Golden State Warriors can finish off Memphis with a win tonight. Last night, Cleveland beating the Bulls and will advance finals, and the Rockets to tie up that series 3-3. So that game 7 that'll happen since Houston. Sprint Cup Series taking over Charlotte this weekend. Your Sprint Showdown. And, sorry, tomorrow night it's the All Star Race. No points, but it's four.
So the way that works, correct me if I'm wrong, 7 betting, you'll give the showdown tonight. And then one gets in on fan, give you 20 in the field.
Sure.
Okay, I got it.
I don't know.
I think that's how the format lines up for
the hockey. The Eastern and Western Conference Finals getting underway this weekend. Tomorrow, Rangers host on Sunday. The Ducks host the Blackhawks, and tomorrow running of the Preakness at Pimlico. One more thing that's this evening. Don't forget, it's the Mitt Romney and Holyfield match.
Thanks for the reminder.
For charity, Depot in Salt Lake City to raise money. For Charity Vision, they provide medical equipment in poor areas.
Okay.
Around the world. Yep, lights out. That is a look at news and sports.
Richmond, WWE, start to take over. Get ready for WWE Monday Night Raw. Televised live from Richmond College Thursday night at 7:30. And seats are still available for this with must-see, one-of-a-bridled action. Champion John Cena.
I have tasted victory. I have been stung by defeat, but I will win.
He'll join forces with Roman Reigns and Randy Orton.
The Apex Predator.
For a tag team main event with WWE the champion Seth Rollins, the world's largest athlete, The Big Show, and plus you'll see the Celtic Warriors.
I'll annihilate anyone who dares.
Live, 7:30 this Monday night at Richmond Coliseum. Entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Now, back to Elliot in the Mall 102.
There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're trying to meet me. Hey now, dream over.
I guarantee you built up to Miley's music. One, I would. Absolutely. All right, first time winners, please. 866-235-5468. First time winners, call me right now. I will give you yours for awesome con. Plays May 29th through 31st. 866-2-Elliot. 866-5468.
It's in the morning.
XL 102.
Watch for a stalled vehicle currently blocking the left lane of 6295 and Airport Drive. Highland 295 are in good shape. No worries. Chipping in 288 of the downtown expressway. No current vehicles on the sides.
Rise and shine. Shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5 hours.
Come on. Gotta be on the stream before sunrise.
The fish are still asleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's. We need a good breakfast to reel in the big ones. And
why didn't you say so?
Live with Hardee's made feast from scratch sauce 2 for just 3 packs of participation. Hardee's.
Now, wasn't this worth getting up for?
Biggest fish sale of the year. This event at all 7 Richmond. Your trade will never be worth more than even. Find thousands of new and used vehicles to choose from. 0% financing. No cash needed. On-site financing. No payments until Labor Day. And hey, dogs, on Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Our truck or SUV is within at one of our 7 dealerships. Or go to buypearson.com.
Sale ends May 18th, subject to credit approval.
tickets are on. They're on a landmark Mark Music Festival. Five stages, and all for a call. With over 40 artists, The Strokes, Alt J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horrocks, George Ezra, Nate Rooney, September 26th and 27th in West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at landmarkfest.org. Or buy it for the next for National Mall. Bye.
Right now, the home is to buy on Proven Winners one-quart annuals, three for just $10. So let's crank up the color without burning through our bud. Flowers are rigorously tested. Live in your garden all season long. Let's do this. Spring All Out for Life, the number one plant brand. Three for just $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power. Supplies last selection varies by store. U.S. only.
All right. Set the soundtrack for a Rhodes
music right from your finger.
Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickles to helpful Yelp reviews. And Strong can make everyone back home wish they jumped in the back seat with.
They see all the photos you posted.
140 likes.
Phil.
All right. Where are we going next?
TNT's network has the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T now and get the HTC One M9 for zero down with AT&T Next. Catch the moment with its new dynamic 20 megapixel.
Signal strength claim based TE signal strength for national carriers. Zero down requires well-qualified credit, installment agreement, wireless service, tax due at sale, other charges and restrictions. Restricted is for details.
Experience the power. Quality of Ram 1500. Ram heavy duty and chassis. Or roll up your sleeves and LawTrucks.com to get to work. Guts, glory, Ram.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's the courage to take jobs, the guts to stare down the belly of the beast and replace a radiator. It's fearless, has patience for dead batteries. Advance Auto Parts offers free battery testing. And if you buy a new AutoCraft battery, we'll even install it for free so you can project. Advance Auto Parts love getting up the hood.
Locations, see store for details.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL.
Elliot, 866-546-8-5. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. It is. Who are you?
Hi.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm
doing excellent, thank you. Curtis, what'd you end up doing last night?
Relax, played some video games.
Oh, what are you playing? What are you playing?
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Good for plans for the weekend?
Nothing much. I'm actually helping out with a volunteer event.
Oh, what is the? That sounds pretty good.
It's El Chapel, Maryland.
Right.
It's a helping local dogs get adopted.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Good for you. Well, listen, hold tight 1 second. 4 weeks from now, I will send you to Austin at the convention center. Talk a second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you. Hey, good luck with your good luck with your event this weekend.
Elliot,
hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me. Let me go to line 7. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
And
who's this? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Oh, you know what? I can ask. I'm good. What did I end up doing last night?
Not too much. Grocery shopping, playing with some puppy.
Good for you. Everybody's all animal. I love it. Sabrina, let me ask you something. You eat eggs from time to time.
Yes.
Yes, Diane, as do you.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, this wouldn't just be for men. I mean, this could be for dudes also. What, when you shave your legs, what do you use?
I actually use this product from the Pure Romance line.
Oh. You use a product from a product line?
Yeah, you know those parties that go house to house?
No.
That's named Tucci.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know we were talking less.
But what? Oh, you know what? Oh, was that confusing? No.
I didn't think so.
No. But is that a, okay, like, what?
Is it a specially tart?
No, I'm talking about legs. You know that, right, Sabrina?
Is it on her legs?
Use it on your legs. Is it like a shaving cream or no? I gotcha. All right, it's just called. Diane, what do you use?
Either just sometimes use conditioner.
Oh, you know what? That made this list. That's interesting.
Because that's one of those like hacks that people say.
It's on there.
Like,
on there.
Like shaving cream.
Here it is right here. Hair conditioner. That made the. Kaylee, do you ever shave your legs? Yes. Okay.
Why do you think she wouldn't?
I don't know.
Shave your legs.
What do you hold? Hey, Sab, hold on 1 second. Second for me, okay? Hey, hold on 1 second. What do you use?
Water.
You don't use anything?
Core, bruh.
Same razor for the last 13 years. Doesn't matter. So wait, you just use water?
It's got teeth in it like a key.
And that doesn't rash you up? Does it cut you up? What do you use?
I use a moisturizing cream for dry. We're talking about legs, right?
No.
Just north, I use a Coochie.
What do you like? Shave your face.
Cetaphil.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
That's a moisturizer, yeah. That's
Cetaphil?
Often recommended by dermatologists.
Oh, would anybody have any use peanut butter?
No.
Specifically crunchy. I haven't either. Recommended, like, for your hacks? Peanut butter.
No. How nasty.
Swear to God.
Seriously.
Swear to God. Take peanut butter. And again, it's like chicks can use it on their face.
Use, like, one razor per swipe. How are you going to rinse that out?
What do you mean? How do you rinse off?
Well, it's different going from a conditioner or a moisturizer of some sort. That'll rinse right off. Peanut butter is sodium thick.
Moisturizing cream. It's a glass. I'm not allowed to shave when the kids are napping.
Wait, what do you mean banging against the glass?
The razor. It's a thicker cream. It's like shaving easily.
But wait, you don't put it under the.
I don't run the water while
I do. Nonstop.
Conservationist.
The pink crunch. Number two, they say is probably the honey.
Interesting.
But they say what the good thing is with peanut butter.
You always smell like peanut butter. I don't think you get that off of you. Like, you'd be sitting next to somebody and think, I must have just eaten a peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter smells great.
As a scent.
If I had a choice between just what I normally smell like and peanut butter.
So would we.
Peanut butter's awesome.
That's different.
But they say the crunch, and not a problem rinsing the, rinsing a razor off, but the crunchy peanut butter, and I don't know why it has to be crunchy.
Isn't the parts of the peanut get mucked up in the razor?
Trying it though. But the shaving, I despise it. But they said that there's something in peanut butter. I don't know if it's like the or whatever it is, but it will, if you cut yourself, and the same thing that it takes care of the cut,
like,
immediately.
It clots it up so it doesn't.
But you, you take care of that immediately. I'm guaranteed I gush at some point every time I shave. Just because I never do it. I hate shaving. So I'm not good at it. So I do hate pulling over. I hate that.
God.
And then it bleeds. There's nothing good about it. Although sometimes it depends on. I'll just walk down the aisle. Whatever's the cheapest is what. It's like a big foamy white. If you're regular, Barba or something. Sometimes if I get a good, honestly, it looks awesome. It's like it's all over the face. It looks great. It's like I'm filming a video. But I like the idea of the peanut butter. So peanut butter, they say you should use honey. Like just take just a bottle.
Both are odd.
And the other one they say is like dish detergent.
Like this, to wash a dish with. Like Dawn or one of those.
Yeah, not like Dawn, the stuff you would squirt into a dishwasher. Yeah, they say you should use that also. That's number one. I feel like that would burn, though.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, yeah. You cut yourself and you got dishwasher. That's soap, man.
I feel like I'd break out with the Dawn on my first. No, then I'd be. I say natural peanut butter, like that stuff that's a little smoother and almost like liquid.
Crunchy.
If you
got all the oil
you
on top,
refrigerate it. Yeah.
The
crunchy thing, it doesn't make any sense.
Says peanut butter. Crunchy peanut butter is a favorite among beauty bloggers who love its natural oil, which they say protects your legs and face from nicks and rash. Never heard of that. Yeah, I've never used.
There's somebody that's tried it since.
Right.
The result was surprisingly good, even if the process was unsurprisingly disgusting.
Wait, I don't understand. By the way, I don't know what picture you have.
Like,
look at this chick. Look at this chick. Look at that.
Yeah.
Don't you...
I mean, people are saying that the peanut butter is kind of an expensive way to go.
At least it's coochie.
Shut up for coochie?
That's according to, was it Ish on Twitter? People use coochie only go by abbreviation. It says it's God's gift.
What is its intended?
Pure romance of shave cream.
Oh, it's for. Conditioning but system. is it for my coochie? Yeah, okay.
Any area, underarms, legs, any.
Could you use peanut butter? Use butter on your coochie, couldn't you?
Well, that reminds me that everybody went to that party where that woman went downstairs with the German Shepherd.
Sure.
The no, but you could use that. I mean, you're shaving. Hey, you don't use the same stuff when
you don't use the same stuff that you
do. You really?
Yeah.
No ass.
Yes, ass.
Oh, I just go treat my testicles like Kaylee's legs. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line two? Can I ask Diane? Never mind.
What?
No, you'll get mad.
What?
What do you use at that area?
Don't
oh, you lasered that thing up. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Yeah.
Dude, I have used peanut butter before.
On your face?
Let me tell you what.
Go ahead.
Get off on the water.
Right.
Doesn't get on like you.
Right.
And I swear to you not, it is the smoothest face ever. Butter for about an hour.
Smelling like peanut butter is all. I challenge anybody to go. Obviously, if you're allergic, then you don't like it. Butter, you're like, oh my god, comfort. Smell of peanut butter.
Who made cookies?
Now,
the crunchy peanut butter has an oil in it. It's the same kind of oil that's in your shaving.
No, they are specific in this thing to say that you definitely should use crunchy peanut butter.
Right.
And there's no worry on your part about like it drain or anything like that.
No, because once it gets wet, you whatever it melts right into nothing, just like shaving cream.
Oh.
How's that going to come up your
because
face?
It's peanut butter thicker.
Leaves your face so freaking smooth.
I'm telling you, I've got to try it. I got to give that a run.
I've done it 4 or 5 times. It's odd. It's just you know.
Now, I will tell you, it's a pain in the ass, though. I hate shaving. I hate it. Hate it.
Well, how many days is that? Do you shave on Monday or Tuesday?
At funeral.
Tuesday.
Okay.
That's a lie.
The, what?
That's
no, you shaved.
Oh, no, I shaved over the weekend.
I can't believe you didn't shave for the funeral.
That's right, I didn't shave for the funeral. Oh. Yeah, no, okay. So it would have been the weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
So this, but stomach shave. I probably won't shave for another month or two. The,
Asking for a first chance of breakouts, does it?
No. Yeah. And when you cut yourself, if you cut yourself, the oils and the way that the peanut butter is, it kind of like it. You don't bleed. It just kind of thin and stops it, almost like Vaseline. If you cut yourself at the bottom of a doctor,
yeah.
it stops it.
Right.
The mixture of the peanut butter somehow just melts and you cut yourself. And you don't bleed.
It's really
cool, man.
For like coloring, is there any sort of tinting effect?
Does it leave your face brown?
Yeah. Or your hair? You come in like sixth grade in the summer. I had orange hair for 6 months.
No, I did try one. Hey, thank you, sir. I don't know what it's called, but the when I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a run, where you buy like the little brush and it's got like that little disc of like, and get it wet and it like foams up.
Oh, that's like the fancy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I gave you talk about a waste of time and money.
That seems waste of time. Doesn't that take a long time?
Yeah, because you got to heat it, brush around, and wipe it on.
I mean, some people are into that though. But like, have you ever gone and gotten like the grooming lounge does those?
When we went,
or they have like the art of shaving, where it's like the whole experience of it with the hot towel and everything.
Just the one time we went to the grooming. That's the only time I've ever done that. Yeah, no, it was awesome. But the, that's too much. I don't care. So I shave every day. Like, I don't know how you exist. I would never be able to do that.
Like, my dad had one of those things that was like
the leather strap?
No, it was like the shaving cream heater. You know what I'm talking
about? My barbershop.
Yeah.
What's that?
It heats up the shaving cream, so it feels good going on. It's not like cold going on your face. They had a little thing you put on your bathroom.
The shaving cream?
Yeah.
Never heard of that. Does that heat my peanut butter now?
I mean, it feels good. I use it for the back of my neck, the heated shaving cream.
I want you to use honey.
I'm using honey for other reasons.
So just use the same honey. Just splash it on your face, and away you go.
Super G fighting powers then.
Yeah, no, that keeps everything off the face.
I bathe in honey.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this May?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
So I actually, and I used to sell it.
How did I never even heard of it and then know me?
Well, so it's like, it's done by Pure Romance, and not like $50 a bottle. It's like between 20 and 30 out there.
I think I'm spending $30 on anything to shave myself. You're crazy.
Okay, so it's a humongous for like 6 months to a year. Oh. Keeping it for years. Yeah, totally worth it. But it's really that expensive because it you don't get rashes, nothing. I have terrible eczema, and then as soon as I start using Coochie, it all went away.
As soon as I started using Coochie.
I have eczema. but you would get like those really bad like thigh bumps.
Unless she's getting hers, right. 8 ounces is not a huge.
Yeah, but it lasts her. Yeah, but she uses a very small amount. I've never heard of that.
She's the deal.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly what's going on. All right, ma'am. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
Thank you. I want to get us all coochie. I want to use peanut. Do I have to? No, I was going to say, I don't have anywhere that I'm going.
Try it this weekend. Somewhere that you're going in order to shave.
I don't like have to.
I'm with Elliot on that.
Oh, really?
No, it's horrible. It sucks. It is the worst thing ever.
Kids, that's when I shave.
I don't shave for the kids' school. Whatever.
No kidding.
No, don't judge me. What's up? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, Elliot. Talking about the heat itching.
By the way, my kid's teacher pulled up to me at a light yesterday and told me smoking's bad.
Oh, damn.
Honestly, I felt like I got in trouble.
Oh, I just picked this litter bug.
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, the heated shaving cream, it's not just so it feels good going on your face. It actually opens up your pores, a hot towel on your face when they do the shave.
Right.
It opens up your pores, your hairs come out a little bit further. Shave them all off, and then they put the cold aftershave on there. It'll shrink up. It just feels extra smooth.
Now, where are you from?
Man.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, panties off. Hey, where are you
from? Australia.
Australia. Oh, very good, Mac. Now, do you have to shave every day? Do you have one of those jobs?
No, thankfully, I've got nice, soft, buddy of mine had the Shelby head because they wanted him looking sharp. Yeah, thick as a dog's piss.
Thick as a dog's piss?
Yeah, it was unreal. But, the reason they do that hot towel...
It opens up your pores.
Yeah. It opens up your pores.
Right.
And makes it so they really get that close shave. But it's for the experience more than really getting the close shave. Men don't like to admit that they want a facial. But really, a good shave at a barber is just like getting a facial.
Oh, no, that's not true. I had with Jackie once and got a facial.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
She wanted to go.
Yeah.
I went with her once. I'll never dead.
Like a couples thing where it's like you're both in the same room and they're doing the facial on each of you at the same time.
And you can reach over and hold her hand.
No, like it wasn't manic. It was like some little.
Were in the right.
No, we weren't. I just remember they made blackheads out of me. Holy hell! Oh my!
I need backup
for that woman. And she, when I felt like she like got up on a knee on my lap, it was just digging in there. Just leave it. I don't care. It's probably been there forever. What do I care? Man, did that hurt! I'll never get one of those again. Also, do you aftershave?
No,
yeah, I've never either.
Well, isn't that the part that stings? Like he said, which kind of like your face and it closes up your pores.
I don't know. My dad used to use that one in the long neck green bottle.
Oh, Brute.
The
long neck bottle. How about Home Alone? When he puts it on. It's like the most famous movie scenes of all time.
I'll give you that. That's fine.
It does sting a little bit. According to Kevin McAllister.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, I'm Lisa Marie.
Hi, Lisa Marie. What may I do for you?
I wanted to offer free coochie.
You know what? I'll take it. What is the your romance girl?
I am a 12. I've been in the business for almost 11 years.
Have you really? That means you must be killing it.
I have. It's a lot of fun. And I get to party multiple times a week. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, man, Pure Romance, that's like all like sex toys and stuff like that, right?
It's in our product line, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's something in there. And then there's more of like a home care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, I got to be honest with you. And I don't spend $50 on it.
It's not $50. It's 28 ounces. And again, earlier, she was correct. It does last a long time.
So we could just share it. No, I'm saying we could just share it.
What are you going to do, like text me when you need me to bring it into work the next day?
No, just like when you shave, bring it, tape it in and give it to somebody. Pass it around. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no reason for everybody. Just, well, I, trust me, for as little as I probably last me 3 years.
The nice thing is that you can also use it to condition the face
and shave
tax and
taste today,
so Jackie will be grumpy
all
roughing all over your face.
Yeah.
Your beard.
Yeah, no, because...
I was going to say, that's
got to
hurt.
What's that?
Your facial hair.
She doesn't care. She don't care. No, it's the thing. Is that what I'm supposed to say from Australia? From the Barbie? All right, you know what? Can you bring it here?
I would love to.
All right, you know what? Let me do this. I'm going to put Kaylee, you'll get some info from you. Yeah, you'll that's the coochie.
We also actually have a men's product called Shave. It has a simpler name.
Well, what a lame name. I don't want that.
Yeah, well, maybe it's got like a different scent then.
I want it's what I want. All right, very good. Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Hold time. We'll figure out a time for you to eyes, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Very good. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Oh, I need some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-268. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-2-Elliot-2-Elliot-235-546.
Elliot in the...
Stall vehicle in your way if you're headbound on 64. It's 64 westbound between 295 and Airport Drive, Highland Springs. Vehicle currently blocking your left lane, but 95 and 295 are in good shape, so we're chipping M288 in the downtown expressway. Current collision stalled side roads.
Fly Allegiant to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. Flights are on sale now for as low as $75 one way. That's right. Flights are five away from Richmond International, Petersburg, Florida. Fly nonstop to enjoy amusement park, world-class golf, and warm beaches. For as little as $75, you could be laying on a sunny Florida beach or fishing in the ocean with family and friends. Thing we do is designed to save you money or when you book your Florida flights, hotel, kitchens together. Book your next trip now to take advantage of great vacation deals. Vacation to St. Pete, Florida. Florida has never. Go to Allegiant.com and see today's vacation deals from Richmond to Tampa, St. Pete. Stay only at Allegiant.com. Must be purchased by 5/27/15 for travel by 11/2/15. The card purchase by Trevor gets subject to search each way per passenger. See Allegiant.com for details.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I should have known just how many times he had in mind known not to eat that corn dog. Just like I really should have known that Geico has been on car insurance for over 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where nobody knows.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings.
Now that you know Geico has a local agent in your area, let me explain a tad more about how they could help. Geico owned and operated businesses is a policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, boat, the Geico Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. I can see you.
A quote, go to Geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
For a forklift, look no further than the brand new Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Park Court, Suite 160 and Sand. Range of heavy-duty Crown for reliable parts and service packages designed to meet your needs. Crown offers various finance, including rental and lease programs. Buy lift trucks or call Crown Lift Trucks today at 420-9058-058 or visit crown.com to find out more.
Tired of guessing which bag of grass seed will guess no more. Grass Seed, your total lawn care solution. Stop constant watering. Stop constant fertilizing. Stop constant mowing. Edge Grass Seed has the ability to inch roots. The deeper the root, the less the grass. Only genuine cutting-edge grass features an exclusive mix of Kentucky bluegrass and other top-performing seeds. Lawn deep, blue-green, your neighborhood with very little long-term maintenance. Drought-tolerant, shade-tolerant, weed, insect, and disease-resistant. No wonder Cut Seed is a favorite of homeowners everywhere. Thicker, greener, fuller lawn. So take the guesswork out of your next lawn seed purchase and take back your weekend with cutting-edge grass. Get cutting seed today or at your local Lowe's store at Lowe's.com.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone Rewards stretched Jason's love even further. Moments he and his car shared, brake jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53, where scarfing down that Rita almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car.
It's a really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. Come find yours.
AutoZone.
Get together for new brioche French toast at IHOP with two incredible new toppings.
This is why we come to IHOP.
Creme or caramel? Caramel apple. IHOP at a price you'll love.
Best French toast.
Everything you love about breakfast for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Buying a used car can be really stressful for a first timer.
Buying a used car can be an ordeal, even for me.
This is the biggest purchase.
It's a big purchase, you know.
I just want to be sure about my choice.
Just want to be confident in this.
CarMax, we know everyone wants peace. That's why we offer a 5-day money-back guarantee. See store for details. Uncle Drive Cars, will be the best way to buy them. Start here.
From the top, Elliot in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliot in the Morning.
This is for you. Let's watch the sun come up. Try our luck a little further. Leave the cards on the table. Leave the bread on the plate. Put your hand a foot off the brain.
Diane, please. How great does he sound?
What are you saying on Letterman?
Well, yeah, you know, say he, everybody knows it's Tom Waits, but yeah, this is Waits on Letterman. How great is this?
It's a new song.
Oh, good.
It's for you, Dave. Clooney.
How could you not? How did he look? I didn't see him.
Good, Clooney.
Did
really? Perfect.
No, not, did Waits look good?
He did, yeah.
Did he sit for a segment?
All I saw was this.
God, he sounds so good.
Letterman was replaced by the theme of the song.
How could that Waits came on and played for you?
Yeah, but not just the fact that it was best, but
Ben did a song.
Well, see, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's written for Dave. I didn't read the book. Take one last look. It's yeah, like, no, look it's around. This is
so good.
Yeah. Place.
Did Clooney really like it, or was he just there because he couldn't leave because he was handcuffed to Dave?
They were not handcuffed anymore.
And if you're George Clooney, you're sitting there going, I'm 10 feet away from Tom Waits. I will say this, if I were a woman and you lined up Tom Waits or George Clooney,
don't eat, you're going to say something ridiculous.
Waits every day of the week.
My God.
Of the week.
He's your first class Mick. Not Nick. Not punk ass Mick.
All right, I got to get phone calls. 866-235-5468. Oh, let me go to line.
Early in the morning.
Hey, this is Marge from Roanoke.
Hey, Marge, how are
you? I am fabulous.
By the way, I am doing excellent, thank you. How are things in Roanoke?
Well, it's beautiful.
That's all I need to hear. Anyway, yes, Marge from Roanoke. What can I do for you?
Well, I have peddled Petucci. Those for years. However, now seriously, I never have to be a stripper, so I have this old stripper trick, and what we used to do was anywhere that you're going to sweat, and a perspirant, so your bikini, you never break out, ever.
Well, what, that's pretty smart.
It is, and let me tell you, it works so well that my mom was a nurse for years, in the step-down unit at the VA.
Yes, ma'am.
And patients, they would break and get raw, and she used sequins to keep the guys from breaking out so badly and keep them comfortable, and it worked great.
Hey, Marge, can I ask you this? When was the last time you got up?
Oh, dear God. That was forget. Well, probably, I don't know. Yeah, maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, never, you never forget. You never forget how to do it.
Well,
but like an antiperspirant spray, so like when
just
like
a roll on,
like a
solid.
Okay, all right. I mean, it does make sense, and that'll keep you from bumping. Little tip, thank you.
And I mean, works great, but I'm not spending 20 crap every day by the case.
Hey, where did you do your? Where did you?
I worked in New Orleans for years.
No
at,
kidding.
Rick's Cabaret and. Those played there, Gold Club in Atlanta, some, and then
whoa,
Russia and opened a club in Japan.
Whoa, Marge, you were in the Gold Club, and I mean, I mean this in only the nicest way, but you were
Oh yeah, I made that.
And how did you end up in Roanoke?
Well, I was from there originally.
Oh.
So I moved home, like, you know, once I...
Hey, let me ask you this.
...and a mom and all that stuff.
Now, was Rick's in New Orleans, like that's from Houston? But like it's like Dave, you were dressed up. Like guys had to have a collared shirt. You couldn't have long hair. That was a big deal when Motley Crue would come to town. But you had to look really presentable if you were going to go into Rick's.
Yeah, well, too. We had to wear like evening gowns, like, no tattoos showing, and like it was crazy.
Right. And so is that the only place in New Orleans, Rick's?
I worked for the Gold Club too. I worked at Sammy's in Birmingham. In fact, we just had a 20.
Oh, you got some of the old girls back together. What that looked like.
it was pretty crazy. A lot of us have gone on to do some really interesting stuff. One of my best friends, the goddess Cheyenne in Atlanta, she has a dungeon there and she's like world renowned now. She's amazing. But yeah, there's. It's an interesting
crystal. You know what? Good for oh, wait. Time to Cheyenne. Here you go.
Yeah. Got it. Opulentfetish.com. We weren't dumping the website.
The, her.
Yeah, she's... Yeah.
She got a great tuchus on her. Turn your stripes. Girl.
Well, she's a friend of mine. Yeah, she's not my girl.
No, that's what I mean. Like your friend. Friend.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on. Is there
done? No, she's the real deal. She's not one of the finish.
Yeah.
Like, she's the...
No, I saw some pimp.
Mm-mm. Did you know her from back in Birmingham?
Oh, yeah.
So you...
We all started there.
Together.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like the core four from the...
Exactly like that. Attention. She shared a stripper tip with you. Does she know grab, wipe? Is that your thing? Or did
that was a big thing. Tell Tyler that in the stripping world, that's a baby wipes. Grab, wipe.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Somebody touches you.
Yeah, amen. All right, well, listen, Marge, I appreciate the phone call. I'm gonna hold on to your number. I need either old school stripper information or one way or the other. I'm gonna need you again.
If you do need T-shirt, T company, Big Lick.
Got it.
So we'll hook you up with that too.
Hold on.
Oh, tell him the origin.
Oh, it's Roanoke. Used to be like back in the day, the railroad.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that. But I'm learning so much today. I'm using antiperspirant pumps on my inner thigh. Flung
it
dildos
has to be
forever.
Antiperspirant, not deodorant.
Right, whatever. You know what I mean. And about Roanoke. Look at you. Oh, you're already contributing.
Handy.
Yeah, you're already contributing. Hold tight 1 second. Let me get all your info. Hold on 1 second for me. Okay, hon.
I'm all lizard lick. Owing.
We got a very nice postcard in the mail.
From?
From the guys in Exenbach. Yeah, so they were there. They were just thanking us for having them on. And so
more vehicle problems.
It doesn't say being in Savannah or stuck in Savannah.
Yeah.
But that was very nice of them. So thank you to them. Things real quickly. Well, three other things real quick.
Guys, by the way, the website has crashed. You need to see the photos that Diane mentioned. Just do it this afternoon.
She does that one man's testicle. God. They got really red from that too. All right. I don't care about the girl with the long tongue. I don't care about her, but her pictures everywhere. I know some guys' tongues longer than that. Thank you. About Elio Castro doing time trials in for the Indianapolis 500.
Yep.
Joseph Newgarden yesterday. Oh, my God,
is this one worse?
I'd say it's worse because the car explodes.
Yeah.
He also slides upside down longer.
Elio was airborne for such a long time.
Right.
So it's not as spectacular.
True.
But it's just as, if not more, terrifying.
Yeah. Goes flying. He doesn't necessarily go for the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Gets destroyed while driving this car. Is that normal, though? Did that many guys doing time trials at Indy? I don't remember in years past there being that many just big, spectacular crashes, eats it, and it slides forever upside down, and just gets out of the car. Everything's fine. Now, I'll tell you who's not fine. Do you remember the name Torero Jimenez Forte? We talked about him last year, right around this time. The San Isidro, I guess there's a big celebration. Bullfighting at kind of culminate.
Okay.
We talked about him last year because Torero Jimenez Fortes got gored so badly, stopped the celebration.
All right. Well,
that was a year ago.
Gorings. Is this
to mark the anniversary?
He's fighting again?
Well, not only did he fight again, he got.
No.
Again. That's bull's horn hits your jugular. No. They carried him out of the ring.
Neck?
Where did it hit him last time? Wasn't it like, am I confusing him with some other horrific?
Right into the thigh up by the her sprint. Right into his jugular.
Oh my God.
There's a video of it. The video, well, you can see he's walking here. The video, he's got, and Bull turns his head, starts bouncing him up and down on his head, and then throws him. He hits the ground. And then the bull bury his head in, and that's when the horn gets the jugular. And he's like crazy.
But he didn't die.
No. He's, I mean, he had to go to the hospital.
I would hope so.
It's been gored, and warning, it's pretty gruesome. Feria de Santa. Oh, that's the Spanish translation. Yeah, so he ends up getting it pretty bad. And last year's festival was canceled following his goring, and he was right back in it. You got to watch the video, though.
Trying to pull up opulent fetish. Still down.
Then is the dude last thing? Oh no! Two more things. Can I do one real quick?
Go ahead.
Where is this Carl's Jr. or Hardee's to me? Because tell me you saw the new ham. Did you? Yeah. How great does it
look? Chips one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready? So obviously you have your hamburger, you have your lettuce, you have your tomato, you have your condiments, the tomato, lettuce, the whole thing, right? Underneath the patty, give you a layer of chips.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
On top, I'm going to take a hot dog, slice it down the middle. You got a hot dog, a hamburger, and potato chips. All on it. How awesome is that?
There are Hardee's within a bit of a drop.
No, Carl's Jr., I don't think. Both. It goes on sale at both locations. Hardee's starting on May 20th. So next Wednesday. We have them in here. I have to. They look so good. And it's fun. You know what's weird? Even like at a barbecue, I've never put a hot dog on a hamburger.
Me neither. Is it charred?
I don't know, Diana. I don't make the...
Well done.
But doesn't that sound awesome?
It does sound pretty good.
And have you ever done that before?
No.
Definitely had meals where you'll have a hug and you eat them separately.
Absolutely.
Why is it taking this long? Slice it and throw it right. I'll do it this weekend. Oh, my God. Does that look so good?
Sunscreen and a pill. Let's see more of these sentences.
Thing is the parents of the kid who asked the girl. So there's this one kid. Hold on, I'm trying to remember where he's from. Who was going to prom? Here we go. High school, desperately for his sweetheart to go to prom. How old are you when you go to prom?
I don't know,
18, 17, 18 years old, 17 years old. In this YouTube video entitled "Best Promposal Ever," Patton, a student at some school in Connecticut, goes skydiving from 10,000 feet with the help of a sign that says "Tal." Dude went sky to prom.
Pretty amazing. Well, they said average when you factor in like these promposals. Now it's like you kid them of like a grand a piece now.
Ridiculous.
I know that, but that's what they say when you've got like these. You know, advanced, opulent way people to go to prom.
I approached with very bad, nervous breath and just asked her if she... And almost fainted when she said, yes.
Oh, for real? For real?
And by the way, she ended up being... I was not prom king.
Oh, that way.
No, it didn't work
they
that way at all.
They danced together, not you.
He held her very, very close.
You decide, would you hold her purse?
No, I didn't wear a purse, Diane. Could you imagine jumping out of an airplane to check? Like, at that point, like, you're still with your parents.
Yes, school.
18 years old and he wants to go to prom.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I got to ask her. I'm going to go skydive. Are you letting that go on?
No.
And that being
not solo cups on.
I hate the new trend.
I love skydiving. I've been twice. I do it all the time. Both times I've done it.
I think the last time we did it, I was with you.
No. It's been forever. But I did both times. God, I've loved it. It's awesome. I don't think I'm letting my 17-year-old kid go skydiving.
No.
Now, when he's an adult, he can do it. But I don't know if I'm letting my skydiving. By the way, I didn't even know that you could go skydiving at 17.
I guess if you've got permission. If your parent...
Could I take him at, like... If I wanted to take him for his bar mitzvah, which he's not. Could he go... What's my age? Of, like, a reputable firm. Is this state by state?
It has been increased to 18 within the last couple of years.
Nationally?
For first-time skydivers is raised to 18. That was from 2014.
So is this kid 18 years old? It doesn't say how old he is.
They placed a provision that allowed younger as long as they had their parents' permission.
That changed.
Mm-hmm.
Something didn't open.
Oh, no, that had nothing to do with that 16. She fell 3,500 feet. Her chute did not open, but
oh,
she survived.
Diane survived. Marley wants to go skydive to the guy.
No.
What do you mean? Have a plane for her?
No.
Well, she's 17.
You got to be 18. Sorry. Rules is rules.
Okay, she's 18 and still living at home.
No rules.
That's ridiculous. I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, because it's expensive. You're already spending.
I'm not worried about the expense of it. I know that I could put my kid in one of them.
First, but it is. That's something to take into consideration, considering all the money that they're spending.
Yeah, I can't. I'm down for money reasons. And that being the times I went, it was awesome. Classes.
Yeah, but even the first time you went.
I don't trust
myself.
You
were well in your 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like 20, I think you were 20.
Okay, that's fine. You make that decision.
Oh, I'm totally with you. Well, all that being said, video's not too bad. Where am I going? One?
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, hey, real quick, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to tell you when I pulled the parachute at 14,000.
Yeah, okay. And, I feel like most of
13, wasn't it?
No, you 4, jumped. I was just saying, it's right around 5,000 or 4,000 makes sense.
Yeah, why I was at 14.
Did you pull from so high up?
I had my arm.
Oh.
Remember that? Because that puts your arms out behind you onto like the straps.
When you come out of the plane during free fall, that's when you put your arms out.
But that's when they're tapping you on your shoulder, and I just shook my head.
What was the best part of our outing to go? Let me on the ground! All right, let me do this. Let back. Diane's got some news. After that, we'll send you to the Sweet Life Festival.
Elliot in the Morning. 102. Weekdays after Elliot. Set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XL 102 commercial-free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make it to
102. Richmond.
The Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
A very slow go. It's between Monument and the Carey Street Floyd exit. A crash in the right lane blocked. No problems. 95, 295, and 64. One crash on the street west of Meadow at Addison.
Your local Nissan dealer. Make it of your life at Nissan. And surprising offers on their most innovative lineup ever. Shop your local Nissan store in today for the ride of your thrill soon. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
The value we are unmatched in the jewelry industry.
Meet Diamonds Direct's Ken Hallman, who has spent a lifetime in jewelry stores, but comes close to Diamonds Direct.
Having been in the industry for 40 years now, there is no other company that can duplicate or our customers when it comes to value and when it comes to customer service.
It starts right at the source. Diamonds Direct's unique advantage is the absence of middlemen in the diamond process, from the mines to the showroom.
Our starts from the beginning is so much less than a typical retail jewelry. We're able to pass that amazing our customers.
So you can always get a big diamond at Diamonds Direct, and you can also get her that one-of-a-kind ring from top to from Viraggio, Hingio, Henry Dossi, Simon.
It's just incredible how many amazing
Diamonds Direct, combining you with unrivaled selection. Unlike Direct Diamond Importer, Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And here's the biggie.
the first Capital Bank Rewards debit card that gives you five back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. CapitalBank.com today to First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
Spring this first month at Rick Hendrickson Cedaring the spring sales event. You can get your driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Shorepont Mall on West Broad Street. 100 new vehicles and 7 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP on the Sierras, up to 3 grand off and Terrain, 5 grand off all Malibus. Spring in off MSRP on select Buicks, up to 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, off MSRP on 2015 Acadias, up to 6,500 off MSRP on 2010 Chevrolet. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing savings. Find new roads on roadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadsonroadson
Every 8,000 breaths, walking, talking, sleeping. Have you ever stopped to think what you're breathing in? Or that indoor air can be worse than outdoor air? Breathe Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3 trap unwanted particles flow through. Change your filters today. Come into Lowe's, save 15% on 4, make every breath count. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Get a head start on summer with great Memorial Day half right now at Lowe's. Like for only $10. Plus, get $100 off the Safford 5-piece patio set, now only $5.98. Purse big savings at Lowe's. Never stop improving. 5/18. Perennials vary by store and are not available in Alaska or Hawaii. While supplies last, it's not the offers. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
It's the sound of real into a measuring cup. Thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl. It's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The inside applewood smoked bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Marketing genius? CliffHarchmanAdvertising.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning. Two.
Into some news. After that, I'm going to give you tickets to the Sweet Life Festival with the Pixies, with Bleachers, with Vance Guidel. 2 days of music. So I'll get you your tickets into both days. Don't forget, just over now, our buddy Jim Gaffigan will join us. He's got a brand new TV, The Jim Gaffigan Show. You can watch JimGaffigan.com, get a little teaser. It's the first episode of the series. He'll be on with us in about an hour. Diane! Let's get into some news, please.
4 people found dead in an explosive fire in Washington, D.C. yesterday. It's determined to be a very suspicious fire. That's the word from Metropolitan PD after the fire broke out in Woodland Drive in North. 3 adults, 1 found dead. Second floor of the house when fire crews arrived. No obvious signs of forced entry, but obviously they are going, again, suspicious. So Joint Arth was on the scene from the very early part of it yesterday afternoon.
Well, apparently they, 9/11.
Yes.
That was taken from, and they're asking for anybody who saw the blue Porsche 9/11 to contact them. That later in the day.
Right.
Abandoned. Said where.
Right.
But they did find the car abandoned. Also, there was a housekeeper called that morning and told, don't. So yeah, there is something real weird going on.
That's an area where CEOs of companies who are known to live, possibly people who are very high up within certain embassies live in this affluent part of.
Woman who has said the wrong thing to the news. You only see this kind of stuff in poor neighborhoods.
Oh.
Like, okay, please,
still under investigation. Hamas has released an audio message that they say is from its leader, al-Baghdadi, who has not been in months, the voice telling all Muslims to take up arms and fight. They said it wasn't immediately possible whether the voice was the leader's. The last audio message heard from him came days after Iraqi officials said that he was wounded in an airstrike near the border. Horrible story out of Wellington. A local landscaper has been charged with animal cruelty after deliberately ran over a mother duck and her own while on his ride. Old man Jason Falbo.
On a mower?
On a riding lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
24-year-old Jason Falbo is from Royal Palm. He's 9 counts of animal cruelty. Apparently, this incident happened second at the home of a for these ducks. The family said the ducklings were just a couple of days old. Facing the threat of imminent death, dogs, Pistol and Boo were getting a private plane to get out of Australia today. The Yorkies were going to be coming jet after the government ordered to get his dogs out of the country, or they would be euthanized because it was a violation of quarantine rules.
He's not being a jackass about it. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
You don't get to just change the quarantine laws of another country.
True. I mean, there are people who are in Australia saying, you know, the whole ball of media attention that it's getting, like a bunch of jackasses, but.
No, it's not. That's what I mean. Those are the rules.
Well, but some high-ranking official, you know, talking about the dogs by name, he'd be it.
Okay, well, if I'm pretty deaf, then I got to do it for Joe Smith.
I understand. That was the point, but he did, you know, come off as a little
whatever.
Perhaps. Blues legend B.B. King has passed away last night in Las Vegas. He was most famous. He's gone. The Thrill Is Gone, but a lot of people probably know him from When Love Comes to Town with U2 from Rattle and Hum. Rolling Stone named him the greatest guitarist of all time. He won 15. He had 15 kids.
15 kids, and he got Oprah money.
That's what we
learned. That.
Right?
Man's got Oprah money.
So both in the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame as a fame, and always trademark Gibson guitar. Jury in the trial of Boston of Bahar Tsarnaev asking the judge a couple of questions as part of their deliberations yesterday. The first one referring to the term and conspiracy, raising the first phrase of our first phase. Also asked about filling out a slip. That's a 24-page form, they said. That's pretty complicated, jury, to make findings on a bunch of different mitigating and aggravating factors. 3 people killed, more than 260 injured at the bombing in 2000. A woman in Jordan says that doctors cell phone inside of her after performing a C-section.
The cell phone in her?
Yes. The vibrations had to be taken back to the hospital where doctors were able to remove them for the hospital is this claim. Yesterday it was, would you lose $1,000 or gain 20 pounds? Today's question.
Oh, I'm ready.
Give up. Your internet connect finger.
Finger.
Really?
No question.
Most people said they would.
Like, I can never.
It sounds like your internet connection that seemed like internet in your house. I mean, I guess.
Like, I'm not going to get it back, but, like, I'm not. Like, for the, that's what I'm trying to get.
Completely cutting off your internet.
Oh, take a finger.
Second. I did it for the afternoon.
They said with finger 46 internet.
By the way, those numbers are wrong. It's just people are like, oh, well, I'm not that. Yes, you are.
25% couldn't make up their mind.
The, by the way, I don't even care which one. A thumb, you can take a pinky.
You don't want to take the pointer.
Take any of them. I don't want to take the internet away.
I think lose a pinky. I know it's hard for you because they're tens.
They are. You know what? Ring finger.
What's Tyler?
That's why Elliot doesn't want the pointer.
Oh,
taken away.
Yeah, no. Take the ring.
I'm with you. Take any of them.
Yeah.
Take two. Can I guarantee and connecting for the rest of my life? Two.
A new poll by ESPN. All fans support the Patriots and Tom Brady.
Of course they do.
2-1.
Yeah. The one is a Patriots fan. The two. That's the most ridiculous poll. Should they throw the book at him? What jersey am I wearing? Is it? Then yeah. Screw him to the wall.
85% think that other teams do similar things.
Well, that I believe. Eats in any way possible in order to win.
Eastern and Western Conference Finals getting underway this weekend. Tomorrow, the Rangers host Game 1 Lightning. And then on Sunday, the Ducks will host their Game 1 against the Ovechkin. Spent all day yesterday public to meet up with his Russian championships. Should be in the lineup when Russia plays against the United States. So after a 2-hour rain delay in San Diego, Padres beating the Nats 8-3. Game ended early this morning. Said you got to listen to a little bit.
Fantastic.
Love. And the weekend out in San Diego. Orioles hosting Mike Trout and the Angels this weekend.
It's a chance to see Mike Trout. Nobody will be there. Nobody will be there. One of the best players in baseball. Nobody will show up to see him.
It's a come on.
Yeah, that's when you go. Remember, nobody went earlier in the week because it was on a Tuesday. So now it's the weekend, and Mike Trout's in town. You should go see Mike Trout.
Number 663.
A-bomb from A-Rod. Oh,
Yankees lost to the Rays.
Whatever.
1,000th RBI with the team. Must-win night for the Wizards. Yeah, Atlanta leading that series. So tonight, the Warriors can finish off the Grizzlies with the win. Houston Rockets had that series up in 3. Deciding Game 7 will be Sunday, playing in Houston. Cavaliers beat the Bulls and will advance finals. Sprint Cup Series will hit this weekend. Sprint Showdown tonight. And then the All-Star race tomorrow is on the entry list. Another sports has all your coverage. No points, but you win $1 million.
Right. And what am I supposed to mention? The Busch Series race is on Sunday. The C-Series race is on Sunday.
Tomorrow evening, the 100 of the Preakness Stakes. Italian Open is underway. Roger Federer yesterday won in straight sets over Kevin Anders finals. Andy Murray citing fatigue and wanting to rest up for the French Open.
Titty baby.
That's it. News and sports. 102.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we think those who deserve our thanks for their courage, their commitment, their sacrifice. So in honor of military appreciation, our members some appreciation. Now through the end of May, refer a member of the members or V, and you'll both get a cash join. It's our little way of saying thanks for their service. And saying something we strive to do every day. Offering cash back on credit card for great rates on home and auto loans and 24-7 members support. We have challenges that come with military life, and we're here to help. Now to honor our servicemen and women during Aviation Month and every month. Visit NavyFederal.org/salute for details. Open to everyone in the Armed Forces, the DOD, Navy Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Elliot in the morning, 2.
I hope that I ain't calling too late, baby, because it's pretty, pretty nice. Have you looked out of your window lately? I'm taking up half of that sky.
Had news for everybody. Off-site, opulent fetish. Back up and running. So you can go check her out. Opulentfetish.com. Back up and running. 866 to Elliot. 8235. Call me right now, please. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. Yes. Both days of all. You will see the Pixies, Bleachers, Vance Joy, Billy Idol, and a whole bunch more. Elliot, 866-235-5468. Say.
Elliot in the morning.
XL102. I'm Brian Kelly, and we're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So bring along something from home.
That's right, like a Mountain Dew Dewshine.
Is that your stuff? Dewshine, Tyler?
Dewshine?
Well, I love that clear citrus. Those clear glass bottles?
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dewshine made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my staff. Part of that. We got six more bottles of Dewshine in my...
Okay, thank those two.
Well, hey, I still got five bottles in my... Bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Hey, if you're hiding Dewshine, you gotta do a better job of it, like I do.
You're hiding Dewshine?
That's where I got this bottle.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
To the Dew with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
Creation and celebrating a way of living. Introducing Mountain Dew Dewshine. Sir Dew with an old school citrus kick. Dewshine today at Kroger. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available the first time.
When I told my son we could times as he wanted, times he had in mind. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Years. 75 years. They even have a local agent right here. Should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops...
Geico. Celebrating over 7 years of savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has a local agent in your area, let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more. Geico agents run locally owned businesses that could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your cycle, RV, or boat, the Geico Insurance Agency could also help you save homes and renters coverage. Do you feel smarter? And yes, I can see you.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
When it comes to save, at Metro PCS, we don't kid around. Right now, buy a smartphone, second 4G smartphone free after free included. A free smartphone, like the LG Optimus L70 in wide network. Only in limited time offer. Phone pricing in store only, requires activation, mail and rebate, requires payment requirement for second month of service. Still everywhere. See store metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Superstore. Big working with Clouds Vapor. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jensen, and the Cloud Science. Knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced vapor. Clouds has everything you need. 1,000 flavors to create at the mixing bar. Visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike next to the Wawa, or our second location 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
Sleepy's Memorial Holiday Price and Price and Bowl. Get up to half off nearly everything at Sealy, Serta, Beauty Rest, and more. With Sealy Queen sets starting at just $249 each piece. Save an extra select iSeries and iComfort. Save up to $1,000 off Serta adjustables. Plus, free delivery on Tempur-Pedic, Posturepedic, Hybrid, and more. So hurry to score half off throughout the store. Only Mattress Perfect Professionals.
Fuel system treatment cleans your buildup in your engine so you get maximum performance, fuel economy, and reduced wear all in one simple little bottle. Pick some up at AutoZone today and get in the zone. AutoZone.
A collision has your right lane block causing for a slow go 190 to the Cary Street. Cary at Addison, Laburnum at Hyde at 6 on vehicle will slow you. Parham at Brook Road.
Now, back on XL102.
Shaping up and shipping out. Check me in and do you like walking in the rain? When you think of love, do you think you can tell me what you see? We'll choose what I believe. Hold on, darling. This body is yours and mine. Well, hold my darling. This mess was mine. Now your mess is mine.
866 to Elliot. 866-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, dude?
Hey,
how you doing, sir?
I'm
excellent. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You will go to the Sweet Life Music Festival taking place 5th and 31st. I will give you a pair of tickets. It'll get you into both days. You'll see Vance Joy. You'll see Bleachers. You'll see the Pixies. You'll see Billy. Days of Music. All line 31st. Tickets are available through Ticketfly.com. By the way, if you need any info, up everything going on, Facebook.com/EITM online. You can get all the information there. Dude, you hold tight. We'll get some info from you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, yep. You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. So if you need any information about the Sweet Life Festival, again, those tickets are on sale and available. You can go to Facebook.com/EI. And just looking forward to Monday a little bit. Well, see, now I feel like I'm going to get all over the place. This is today. Be on with us in about 45 minutes. I'll have tickets for you to see Joel McHale a little bit. I do have more playoff tickets for you. Wizards Hawks tonight at Verizon Center. Must win game 6. For that, later on this morning, we'll do that during Diane's Dirt. Now, when we get back here from the weekend, I love what we're going to be doing. You know, Rush is out on their R40 tour. So I will give you tickets to Rush. That's fine. That's easy. I'm also going to give you packs and meet Rush. That's awesome.
Yes.
So all next week, you'll win tickets to see Rush, and then you and your guests, whoever you,
I'm gonna call now for those passes.
You will go backstage and meet Rush. That's pretty bad, guys. That's freaking awful. So just know, starting Monday, Tickets to see Rush, passes to meet Rush. Next week, a bunch of other stuff next week. That's pretty awesome. So you get to go back. Okay, what day was it this week that we were talking about? I don't even know how we ended up. Oh, I know exactly how we ended up. About how the law in San Francisco had passed where you can't dip or use tobacco products anymore. Somebody had told us about grinds.
We read that one of the Giants players.
Oh, Matt Turner. That's
because
right.
Because he coaches look exactly what they've banned.
Had never heard of that. So Diane's job was to grinds and that we would try them. Well, the good news is they are in. At mocha, mint chocolate, and cinnamon roll. Diane, do yourself a favor. In the inside yet?
We haven't looked because Kaylee and I opened them yesterday and we don't quite understand like that little container.
Oh, you opened this part.
Yeah,
this part.
Yeah, like what's like a little cutout?
Can I ask you something? Let's say you're chewing a piece of gum and you go to dinner, right?
Yeah.
Eat your meal.
Throw it away.
Or you set it on your plate.
No, you don't
eat
do that.
And then you put that in later.
No.
So let's say I'm having a grind.
Mm-hmm.
And where I need to take this out. Put it right in there.
Yeah.
And then
meeting done.
Right back in. Uh-huh. Right back. Or you don't just want to throw it on the ground until you can find the proper reception. That's the only part that you got into.
Right.
Yeah, because we just opened them this morning.
You could smell it a little bit. Which one did we like? The mocha.
You liked
the smell.
Now open them.
Isn't
tell me if you by the way, what's wrong?
Weird.
They look like lizards.
Okay, well, I'm not
smell
that.
It. See if you still like the smell.
Familiar. This is mocha?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's strong.
It's very, very strong.
It smells like tobacco.
No.
Seeing that type of container.
Exactly.
Well, it's the sweetness.
That's the
that you might
synthesis or something. And even though that. Did you smell the mint chocolate? I haven't smelled that one yet.
No. Bad?
Smell it. Smell it.
Mmm. That smells...
Favorite ice cream. It's tied with vanilla, but yeah, that is my favorite ice cream. I'll eat other kinds of ice cream.
Smells like...
I think that's what they were going for. Well, Skol doesn't give you a chocolate taste. It just gives you mint.
It doesn't smell like coffee.
Well, it smells like mint chocolate.
I get what Tyler's saying, though. It's a little bit tobacco-y.
That is
that's strong.
Strong mint scent.
Now, I was going to go with the... let's see you roll. But that doesn't smell good.
Oh,
bad.
I'll go.
Don't you agree?
Ugh. It does. That'll make if you smell that enough, you'll vomit.
Yeah, no.
The cinnamon challenge. Smell it a lot. Smell it a lot.
Wait, where am I going to go here? Line three.
Wow, that's strong.
Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Who's this? Who's this?
Oh, hi. It's
hey, Kristen. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. I don't want to leave these open. You don't want them to dry, up, Kristen.
Oh, so I was. Do you guys watch Shark Tank?
When these came up, actually, somebody had mentioned to us that they were on Shark Tank. But we didn't see them when they were on. I mean, I haven't seen every episode of Shark Tank.
Yeah. Who took a deal? But I'm pretty sure they took a deal.
They told us, wasn't it they said Cuban ended up taking a deal with these people?
It was probably Cuban, yeah, because I think they were trying to sell it on, like, a sports thing, because they were, I think.
Yes.
And I think they got a bunch of teams to use them or something.
Very smart. Well, I
don't know if I might have, but apparently the mint chocolate. So if you guys are going to try them, I don't know if you tried them yet.
No, we haven't. But why wouldn't try them?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I
it's
guess
just
maybe
coffee.
I would.
Is it going to be like super
yeah,
coffee?
Yeah, because there is no tobacco in tobacco. It's supposed to be like.
Oh, that's what they say.
The coffee
ingredients.
There's
the alternative. I think the Giants are.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah.
So Matt Cain is all in. On the grinds. All right, very good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
Kayla.
We're going to be your chew crew.
The
but this is, these are little...
Bandits.
But I thought these were
Well, bandits are for pussies. Oh, Diane's got us a spit cup. There you go. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, is this me? Hey, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, dude?
What's going on, man? So I tried those before, back when they first aired on Shark Tank.
Right.
And boy, give it another 5 minutes, and it's... You'll be buzzing, man.
Oh, really? So I'm going to get, like, if Diane and Kaylee, well, I'm dipped enough. We don't get, but Diane, have you ever like dipped?
No, I mean, we did it one day in here.
Right, you do get a bit of a rush. You know what it's like? It's like when you don't smoke for a long time. Woo, man, that hit me. Same thing with dip. You get a good dip in your mouth, and it's been a long time. You get a little bit of a, you get a little, hey, what flavor did you have, sir?
I got the mint. And it was so strong, though, man. It goes right. It's just you open up that hit chip.
Oh, it does. You know? It hit like a. Hey, yeah, now let me ask you this. Now, when I first I haven't had a skull bandit in God knows. I want to say that when you have a bandit, it takes a little bit for the saliva to really start kind of getting in there and kind of cooking. So it takes you a little bit in something good. Now, just from opening these, I feel like these are a little ready to me.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's nice with those that you can actually swallow. When I was in college, you know, I just, for some reason, I couldn't spit. You know, I would always swallow a little bit and make myself sick.
I am envious of dip and dip and swallow. Like, you've built up a real good. I bet Hobie, Hobie does spit, but I bet he could swallow dip and it's no big deal.
He quit.
Did he really?
Remember? He told us that in Richmond. Yes, he hasn't dipped since January. And herbal stuff. That's what he was doing when we were at the track.
Oh, I just assumed that it was still just regular dip.
So it's not tobacco of any type? Bat-free herbal dip.
He's gone green.
Vanilla?
No. Diane ordered. Only have cinnamon roll, mint chocolate, which my favorite.
We didn't get to pick flavors.
Oh, with hack.
Yeah, because the other one I tried was vanilla. I just looked up my order, pretty strong.
I got to tell you, everyone ended on one of these. It's pretty strong. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much.
You got it. All right, where are we going? Which one do you want?
I'm somewhat asked for what to do because I've only had one of these forced into my mouth. So I can shove it in my mouth. Just like kind of put it near your lip, right?
Yeah, but don't put it right up front. That'll look ridiculous. Kind of come over. Yeah, just come here and kind of just take it and put it. Yeah. Diane, what's you? Oh, my God. Just piss. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here's Mo. Give a whiff.
What's the blue one?
Blue one, cinnamon roll. Roll. That's mint. But that mint smells strong, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's going to give you a good buzz. And then this is the.
You get stunk.
They all stink.
Yeah. That doesn't smell bad to me.
Okay, you can do that one.
I like that, bro.
Yes.
I was praying Diane picked it. All right.
I'll do mint.
Well, which one are you doing? I can't do mocha.
I'll do mocha.
All right, you got mocha. Diane, you and I will do mint.
Is the pouch edible?
Only when you're done. I put yours on the thing.
Oh, thank you.
But no, don't spill it.
I'm not.
Photograph so you don't get your
same thing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, here.
Does it come with directions?
I've never done this before.
Okay, your thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, but hold on to it.
You know what? Let me have to go for whatever. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, your lip out. Like
is this going to give me a canker sore?
It'll heal a canker sore.
It's like gargling.
Antiperspirant on your testicles.
We're dipping. What are we doing? Chewing or dipping?
We're dipping. So you're going to take it? Don't pull your lip out. You're not in your mouth.
I'm putting a dental dam in. All right.
Okay, so
how do I grab my lip?
Can I ask you this? When you put food in your mouth when you eat dinner, do you pull your lip out?
All right.
The front, Kaylee.
Okay.
The front.
Oh, Smiler.
Right here. So you're going to put it right here. On the inside.
Why is everyone else so sure of themselves doing?
I've watched a lot of baseball.
Diane, do you know what you're doing?
No.
Okay, pay attention then.
I was looking. I'm looking up how to use Grimes coffee pouches.
Okay, you ready? Just put it in your mouth.
I'm going to the back.
Side.
Wait, you're not going to eat.
Diane, I've already done it.
Right side. Diane, don't pull out. Ridiculous, like a rookie.
I am. Boy.
Okay, you don't have to.
Oh, man, my fingers.
Ew, how do you spit already?
Do I have to tongue it?
Where did you put it?
On the side.
Where? Yeah.
You gotta put it at the roof of your mouth. It's uncomfortable.
I don't know.
It's not. That's not uncomfortable. Now, here's what I want you to do.
I feel like I have gauze in my mouth.
Here's what I want you to do. So now that it's in.
Like when I had my wisdom teeth out.
That it's in. Here's what I want you to do.
See, there's Bo over there.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. Now, take your time.
I am. My mouth is so dry right now.
No, that we're going to loosen it up. Don't swallow, Diane.
I'm not swallowing.
Here's what.
Wait, since it's coffee, are we supposed to be?
Dan, you can go either way. That's the beauty of it. Here, I want to get you going.
What does it say on their website, Diane, about spitting? Because I think there was a note about spitting.
Who's grilled on?
Clips.
How?
Okay, listen. Here's what I want you to do.
Do this.
Because you know what you're doing.
It's, I don't.
Because it's usually people who dip are doing them.
No, do you go to a website to learn how to breathe? Now I want to get it moving.
That's
okay.
If you'd like to spit, you can. You're not supposed to.
I'm going
swallow
to.
Swallow the saliva it produces.
Caffeine intake?
I've got a cup of coffee sitting on my left. Here's what I'm going to take it out.
I'm not. It's legs in my mouth.
That's okay. You can use those. Here's
my
what
mouth.
I want you to, here's what I want you to do. You're not doing it.
Crystal is upset that I wouldn't with her at Keegan's, but I'll do this.
Okay. You ready? Stop touching it.
I stained my fingers again.
I
just got a taste of it.
Take your tongue.
Yeah.
Move it around in your mouth. Like, get it out from your lip. So watch. Right here. Right?
Where'd you put it?
It's still in teeth? My mouth.
Yeah.
And then from
and
now
put
I
it
got
back?
It out.
You're going to puncture.
Right back in there.
How brown are our teeth going to get?
No, it cleans them. You can move it. Tongue. Like
I'm stuck. I can't get it back.
It's like a giraffe over here.
My white watch. How do I get it back in without...
Use your tongue. Like that.
I can't.
Move it to the other side.
Wait, I don't understand.
I think it's going to make me so sick.
It's like coffee.
I don't understand why you're struggling to put the thing on the side. Yeah, you need to move it down.
I know, but I don't want to touch it.
Use your tongue.
I can't. It's not working.
Are you in?
I'm numb. My tongue's numb.
They taste pretty good, though.
Hey, y'all got any new customer specials?
Bring it to the tubs. You're not supposed to spit.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying.
You can if
here's
you,
my problem. Here's my
if
problem,
you
though.
Spit, you're the in a slower, less deliberate manner.
I'm fine. You need a spit cup. Here we.
I've got one.
Do it.
No.
Why?
Armor blow.
Oh my God! That would burn.
To blow your nose with this in? Why is that burning?
I would think it would.
No. Well, I don't understand.
Sorry, I was a big mocha swallow.
You know how when you have too much caffeine, you get shakes? Is that going to happen? No, but is that going to happen?
No, you're not having enough.
Yeah. That sounds horrible. It now I'm getting flavor blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good. I got to tell you, I don't mind it.
Go ahead.
Well, you can. I can put as many as
that's
I want.
Like a suicide.
Yeah. Here, put. You want a cinnamon on the other side? What is that?
It's out of her mouth.
So you got the cinnamon and the mint.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds gross.
Matt wants us to keep brewing the coffee in our mouth and stop spitting. Spitting.
I can't. It's so second nature.
Habit?
No. Diane, did you just spit yours out? No. No, it's not.
Have you moved it around yet?
Let me see it. Yeah, did you get it going? I can't see that, Diane.
It's right here.
Oh, coffee's on.
I just moved it to the other side.
Even D. So, or maybe it's 31-1D. My dad always said... What happened?
She surprised herself.
You're man enough to chew, you're man enough to swallow.
I feel like I should, but I don't...
You do get the flavor burst when you switch sides.
Sit there for a second.
Get it around, you're getting your juices flowing through it. Yes, of course you're gonna fire that up. That's pretty good though, isn't it?
Honestly, it's just like, it's a big...
Hmm?
I haven't started shaking like Kaylee was worried about. I don't know more alert yet. But the effects, none of the effects have happened yet. I'm wired.
But now, will you, like, are you going to keep it in? Are you going to keep it in all day?
Acting my speech?
Except for now.
Do I sound less effeminate?
Let me.
Next time I laugh, we'll decide.
If you look at Kaylee, you could tell she's dipping.
Yeah.
Tell her how to dip in. I look at Diane, I can't tell she's got a dip in. Maybe. Have you been, all the years I've worked with you, that's why I don't even notice?
That's 7-8.
That's why she gets so upset that you put stuff in the recycling. That's where she is. Big pickup.
Honestly, you can't tell Diane's dipping.
It's right there. You can tell it.
I actually...
Kyle tweets that it sounds like four kids stole dad's tin. very, like,
it's good.
Stronger.
You could tell that you're dipping.
Really?
The... No, by
lip beach.
No, speaking at you.
It's not
you
like
can
a
tell.
Caramel lipstick shade.
The no, you know who you. I'm the. What's wrong, Kaylee?
I'm parched. Like I need some water.
You're making coffee,
like Pavlov.
Yeah, no, you're making coffee. You don't need water.
All right.
Have you spit yet?
Swallowing it.
I haven't either. We're a spit crew.
What?
That is disgusting.
Do you want to see Diane's?
Why would you show that off?
Why? What's wrong with that? Oh, Diane Scott method.
What?
Some a knack and put it in the cup.
A knack.
That way it doesn't slosh over.
Coffee, chew to coffee, chew to coffee. Happy anniversary, Mark.
The, oh, Diane's going to have like a big,
Hides again?
The,
surprise!
No. You can't, I'm telling you, you can't tell that you're dipping. You know, you look like Amelia Siegel, though. Alright, I'm keeping it in.
I'm bidding.
I'm starting to feel a buzz.
Are you really?
I think I am, too.
Yeah.
I
do.
But I haven't spit.
But do what?
No, get in. Don't spit it out.
Caffeine shakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You still have two in?
Yeah.
Jesus. And your speech is starting to accelerate.
Well, try mocha. Try mocha, too.
Oh, all three
you
together?
You can't do three at once. That's...
Did you just put that one up front?
Yeah.
You have three in.
The... No, you
can.
Because you've got one down like your bottom lip
maybe
is swollen.
Maybe he got stung by a bee.
I'll go top. I'll go top over here.
Isn't that difficult?
Mm-mm.
No?
You want me. It's like riding a bike.
Now do sunflower seeds.
I got quadrant open.
Seriously, though, how do baseball
like
players...
Chocolate. I don't like the chocolate. Sorry, the moke.
How do baseball players play like this in their mouth?
Could go run right now. You would have.
They're used to it. Somebody fall down, get the wind knocked out of them, and swallow it. That's got to happen all the time.
Yeah, no, guys swallow it all the time. Football players do it. Oh. Swallow it. Hockey players do it. They'll mostly do like snooze. They won't like tobacco, like because you can't spit that on the ice. And people, God damn.
What does the bench look like?
There's usually so much snot. Will be. I don't like. You know what though? I will say this, Tyler. Try the mocha.
I have the mocha.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
The mocha compared to the other two. The mocha, maybe it's the chocolate.
Flavor?
I feel like it makes a lot of spit.
Well, you have three in your mouth. Maybe that's the problem.
Tyler, you're not starting to feel like it.
Not yet.
That's correct.
Here you go, Diane.
It's awful.
I don't want to look.
Why? What's wrong? Hey, got napkin you can put in my cup? Pretty good. Wait, oh, here it is. Oh,
oh, take it back.
Keeping it leg day.
Oh God.
Do you need to put yours in here to hold on to for later?
No, I'm good.
You're gonna keep it in.
Sure.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Good deal. You want to dip some grinds?
Sure.
Yeah. What?
No hesitation.
Wow.
All right.
There, I got it a little bit there. A little rush.
Wait, what's that? Oh, you put two more in.
Are you going to keep three in?
Until I talk to Gaffigan. Because I don't want to sound... Mocha or cinnamon?
I'll try the cinnamon.
Yeah, no, there you go. Mocha give you a big blast. You can swallow or spit. Doesn't matter, John.
Have you done that before?
Yeah.
Well, this
is a healthy alternative.
Yeah, coffee grounds. Yeah, but you do it the same if you dip a few before.
Manny puts it in, let it all. Okay,
damn.
Well, right.
Damn, that was good. I didn't hear for a second there.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was so... Can you...
He didn't hold it like a photograph either.
Yeah, no, until I talk to Gaff again. Once I talk to Gaff, clearly, yeah. To him. Yeah, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Please, in the morning.
Collision reported for 64 westbound near 9 Mile Road. We have it as your left lane blocked. It's on 195 southbound between Monument and Floyd. Stalled vehicle, Paramount 64.
Collision Glenside, it seems.
No matter how much Taz, it doesn't mean they have flavor. Taste is a verb. It isn't. It's something you do. Tasting is the freedom to try things out. It's sampling. And that's why we freed up your choices. You can burrito however you want. No strings and no sacrificing on your fucking queso and guacamole. Throw it all in and order with abandon. Only at Qdoba.
Sandra Ann Bannister. Big Burrito Bar. Hot Nacho Bar.
Celebrate your graduate with a buffet-style taco, nacho, or naked burritoing from Qdoba Mexican Fix for graduation parties of any size. Easy, delicious, worry-free. 888-QDOBA-2GO.
The vaping world is on fire right now. Charge and the 804 are my friend. Voltage Vaping. The friendliest, most knowledgeable staff all throughout Richmond. Wherever you're at in life, smoker, not a smoker, you've ever vaped before, you're a pro, Voltage Vaping. That's the one place you go. Drop by for a hang and talk to Jay Taylor and his staff over there to take care of you. I promise. If you don't have time to explain it. And they customize. Big sale this week. Purchase in either a Delta 2 tank or an Aero Tank Mega, and you get 10% off. It's a weekly special, too. Like, purchase a 30-milliliter bottle of classified crisp. It's really good. And receive a second bottle for half price. They got the best getting the best stuff. New items include a Mad Hatter RDA clone. They've got a Kennedy V3 Bamboo Mod clone. Right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. At Voltage.
Years after your accident, will you still be in pain?
Will you be facing even more surgery?
Will you be able to print
or complete simple household chores?
Will you be able to survive financially?
At Allen & Allen, injury can affect the rest of your life.
We dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen. Call us.
866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
You have a budget in mind for an engagement. Well, what if you can get her a bigger diamond and come in under budget? Welcome to Diamond Sturms Direct.
It's telling to everyone here when we care what you're looking for less than you intended to spend.
That's Suzanne Stewart, a diamond expert who says it happens every day.
One of two things happens. People usually come into the store, either get way more than they had very same budget, or they simply are able to spend less and put that money towards.
Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct cuts out the middleman. Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct has a high volume business model. Yes, it's because Diamonds is price guaranteed. But it's also be correct. We know you have other things.
Like a honeymoon, their house, all the things that people that are just getting married, your budget is important, and when you honor it.
Diamonds Direct, the value leader, where Richmond gets engaged. Broad Village.
The Virginia Lottery presents three quick reasons to smile about Virginia. Number one, no matter where you are in the state, it's for the mountains. Number two, famous thrill rides. Virginia is a destination for roller coaster enthusiasts from around the world. And number three, cash for life from the withdrawing every Monday and Thursday, $1,000 a day or a week for life. There's always a reason to smile from the Virginia Lottery to 1 in 21.8 million.
And we'd like to remind you that in 15, Geico could save you 15% or more on your car insurance, along with great rates. Geico 24/7 customer service. Visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. So much save today. Okay.
Right now, new credit at the Home Depot and the installation is only $37 for the whole house. So let's cover more rooms with the best-in-class carpet installation with a lifetime warranty. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit a local store to get started. Let's do this. Whole home carpet installation, $7. More saving. That's the power of the Home Depot. 20th minimum $4.99 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington, Richmond, and Elliott in the...
I go by the name, I'm the Neptunes, and I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before.
Ghetto to ghetto, the backyard, sell it with one.
Kelly in the morning,
hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk to our buddy, Jim Gaff again.
Off the track, I'm head ball to your father. You can duck to the Fetty Gov. Sorry, my love.
Also, don't forget a little bit later on this, Joel McHale. Diane, see, now I know this is coming. I haven't heard it yet, but I know something is coming. Tyler Doug Friday, everyone. And I think that's been referenced a couple of times. Maybe maximum in the past.
Right.
Now, like I said, I haven't heard it yet, but I know.
Coming. I still have mine in.
Oh.
Feeling a little bit. Ricky thinks you sound.
Well, thank you. Thank
maybe.
You.
Who don't know, horseshoe in it is a couple.
Yeah,
two,
I got it around me, all around the front.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I was looking weak. World Tribe came up, so I was digging through trying to find my World Tribe scenes. And I found a VHS label, Tyler Golf. And as you know from a month or two ago, I still have a VCR that I can hook up when I pulled the clipping Kiss do their plug set.
That's right. That's right.
So I popped in. There was a 15-year-old Tyler Molnar from New Jersey calling into Golf Academy UK Live to chat with Golf Professor, who is a favorite son of Poughkeepsie, New York, and as you know, what is regarded by many as the golf team of all time.
Are you being serious?
Late 70s Wake Forest. It was him, Jay Haas, and Curtis Strange.
Oh, I would have had no idea. Yeah. That's two things I didn't know, that Wake Forest had a good college team. I also didn't know that Bob Rynam was from
Bob
Bynum.
No, I don't have it still on, but you could call in and out golf.
And what was something first, Diane? Have you ever called into a TV show to?
No,
you have to think about that.
Yeah, he said he was a teenager. That's something you'd have to think about.
You don't know offhand if you ever called and talked to somebody on the TV. No. I never have.
Did not.
Other than request videos.
Okay,
but that wasn't where you would call in and seek advice.
Well, I was having a lot of issues with the flight, and I needed help.
All right, so this is you calling the Golf Channel to talk Bobby Bynum.
This was like the ultimate throwback Thursday, and then today we flash back on... Oh, let me play the clip. There we go.
Let's go to Tyler from next on Academy Live with Bob Bynum. A no meowing, please.
Hi. My question is about a flight. I'm 15 and I experienced this year, and this year, I started last summer, I feel that I felt last month in the beginning of the golf season told me that I should was far past parallel as I had, so I lessened that. And also closed my stance. To lessen the flight experience, are there any key things to look for or exercises that can attach at my swing with this and that that will fix my swing path and square the club face impact?
Yes.
It's gotten any lower. Wow. That was, going back, I haven't seen the clip since, I guess, since I was a teenager.
What does Bynum do? Like, do you just see him?
You see the host, and you see the golf club.
When you're talking, what is he doing?
They're like, I thought Tyler's name. That's the look on his face. No, they're just standing there, literally like, how long winded is
it? Just get
he's nervous.
The bit. A little bit.
But then they went on to answer it, and they focused on grip. That was their...
Yeah, what did you say? The head or something?
Yeah. Swing too far past parallel. We mentioned John Daly this week. It was nowhere near... Definitely past parallel. And then I closed my stance a little bit, but those are band-aids. Like, I wanted to fix it from the start. I didn't want to patch it up.
Right, right.
Square the club face at impact. See, I teased it on TBT, and I fine. But then today, they were waiting, like, damn, come on, Friday. TGIF, got to hear that audio of Tyler calling in. I was a little bit nervous.
I was just
I wasn't terrified. I was but I was young. That's my voice. Like, I'll remind you, I was only a 10 or 2. I wasn't a 10 or 1.
Now I
do want to hear that 311 audio where I told him I could kiss him. No, I loved him. I loved
him. Were you for the 311 one?
I was also in high school.
Call into for that?
I called Rockline.
Oh.
That was radio. This was TV, the Golf Channel, Golf Academy Live.
Tyler from New Jersey. You're live with Bob Bynum. A no meowing, please.
Hi.
Wait, no meowing?
Oh, yeah, the call before in the background.
Let's go to Virginia.
Yeah, so the call's thrown off by like the cat in the background. Because you hear me at the beginning when I say hi, I kind of give a little chuckle.
Hi.
Hi. I gotcha.
You ready?
Let's go to Tyler from New Jersey. You're next on Academy Live with Bob Byman and no meowing, please.
My question is about a slice. I'm 15 years old, and I played for about a year, and this year...
Can I play the part of Bynum right now? Jesus, Kaylee, why'd you put...
I started to fight hard fights this past month and season.
Say again, ma'am?
I should not go as far past parallel as I had, so I lessened that, and also closed my stance. And I still have any key things to look for that can help me instead of trying to...
You come up here to the Golf Channel, sir.
My swing path and swear to...
Yes.
He is for me to shut the hell up. But on the prompter, that it was a question about.
Why did you tell me you would hang up and listen on air for the answer? Hey, Bob, first time long.
Tammy, by the way, missed the beginning of this. She's asking how long last week.
Now I wish I was on the TV show.
See, you're jealous. In front of the clip.
No, I am. I am. Although I could, the only TV show
I remember,
I
like,
that's been Wally George.
Hello, you're on the air. Get off my show.
I didn't know when you did was.
Yeah, but that was just a request line.
Okay,
yeah,
come on, bimbo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and then we was just to be a holes. Because it would be like 11 o'clock on a Friday. It would be all, what's the right term? Urban songs. And we would call in and request ballads. And every time we play, everybody's furious. Oh, there is.
I had an M. And I showed you.
You're on the screen.
Voice of
Tyler.
Hey, can we get the? We have the age and the L.
Yes.
Yes, on this kid. But that was. I would have been a sophomore.
Right.
Yeah, sophomore in high school.
We go to Tyler from New Jersey. Is it me?
I've been perfect.
At the end, I did ask for a t-shirt. I cut that off, though. I didn't think you needed it. I have the entire tip.
Damn it. No, there's not enough time.
I know.
It was, Jim, it was shorter than your question, though, wasn't it?
Well, they had a hard break. He said, okay, Tyler, it's the hard break.
Hard break.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Our buddy has to join us next.
Elliot in the morning. The 102. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XL 102 commercial music free from interruption. XL 102, Richmond's Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Collision reported for 64 westbound near 9 Mile Road. We have a collision that currently has your left lane blocked. Also, 185 southbound between my stalled vehicle, Param at 60, Glenside at 64.
It is brought to you by Kroger. Earn double fuel points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday. Download the fuel coupon or clip and save. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summerfuel. Prices at Kroger.
All right, let's go.
Strong can set the soundtrack for a road trip by streaming from your phone.
Yo, turn it up!
Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickled pig's feet. Reviews.
Can't believe you ate that.
And Strong can make everyone back who jumped in the back seat with you. See all the photos you posted.
Likes.
Think what Strong can do for you.
All right, where are we going next?
Because the nation's strongest Ford and Gunner. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T now and get the HTC One M9 for AT&T Next. Capture all life's moments with its new dynamic 20-megapixel sapphire RAM.
Signal strength claim based only on TE signal strength for national carriers. Zero down requires well-qualified credit. Installment agreement of wireless service. Tax due at sale. Other charges and restrictions. Options offer for details.
Hey, it's Elliot, and if you need an address, get on the track at GeForce Karts now. Right across the street from RIR, you'll find their indoor quarter-mile track full of twists. See how fast you can push them. Take your coworkers, take everybody. Get an authentic racing experience right. Also, take it from me, fishtailing your turns completely kills your time. Take a look for yourself at GeForce, and we'll see you on the track.
When my girlfriend of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was, I should have known to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Just like our Geico has been saving people money on cars for 5 years. 70, no idea they'd been around that long. They all right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And anyone?
Celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know around for over 75, let you in on another little secret. Geico could save you on motorcycle, RV, and they offer special military. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. But this is no secret. Tell everyone. Be the word ever. Spread it faster than a middle.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hook.
We're Jalon,
and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of Dushan.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
Okay. Did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
In those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan. Maybe those three bottles under my seat.
They work?
I got six more bottles of Dushan.
Okay, drink those two.
Well, hey, I still got...
No, you don't.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drink them.
BK!
Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dushan?
Bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Never in the fridge.
To the two with the new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally for the first time.
We're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of living. Introducing Mountain Dew Dushan. Smooth, clear dew with an old-school citrus kick. Grab Mountain Dew Dushan today at Kroger. Available legally for the first time.
Hey, dollface. Looking fabulous isn't the only reason to be at Bombshell. Feeling sexy makes waxing sweet and always has your backside. With a customized airbrush tan that's never orange and always sexy. Sexy. You deserve to be a bomb brand. Love bombshell.com, baby.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning, I like a croissant with...
Try saying...
Croissant with...
Sandwich.
Muffin.
Oh, no, that's boring.
Get two crew sandwich sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Tired of hearing those guys. Here's guys, hundreds of thousands on your car insurance. DY say, nobody beats the insurance doc.
Richmond's No. L. Elliot in the Morning, 102.
I will give you Wizards tickets to see them take on this on the Atlanta Hawks. But first, though, he's got a brand new television show called The Jim Gaffigan Show. They're on TV teams, but you can watch it on JimGaffigan.com. Please say hello to our friend Gaffigan, Jim.
Tell you, oh my God!
How
letting me come with
the? How are you?
I'm good. I'm exhausted. I just think it's good, Diane, you know, putting all these McGriddles in front of me and nothing for hours. That's what I think of when I hear your voice.
Thank you. I think.
Right.
I'll take that. Anyway, listen, Jim, I have a ton of time with you. Obviously, I've been seeing your commercials all over the place that promote the TV show on the way. But now I've actually seen the... Dude, the show is free.
Thanks a lot. No, that's why Jeannie and I, you know, my wife, we write everything together, and we wrote all the episodes for the opportunity to have it on my website, just stream it, so that rather than people, me just talking about it, they can go into... to Vince Kanish, and I appreciate you saying that, because I know you're not going to just say that.
No.
It's garbage if it was, but no, it's just this, because, Jim, obviously, that your wife, you do a ton of writing with, whether it's just jokes or the books or whatever. Why didn't she play your wife?
Well, this show, you know, some of it is, this show started off BS. And, you know, CBS, they were looking TV-ready, kind of someone who had an experienced actress. And then also some of it is my wife is the mother of five kids, so she doesn't want to go with the hours early. But I played my wife. But just the, you know, when we started doing this, CBS was, you know, they were trying to push, like, Deborah Messing and, you know, these big actresses. And so... But Jeannie did Ashley, who ends up playing. You know, it's interesting because that's a question that comes up a lot, because my wife, of course, is an actress and a writer, and she, Jeannie. But I don't know. I actually feel like it comes as her. And because when you're in a scene, there's only so much you can see about, like, what's going right and what's going wrong. And
sure.
So she, you know, being, you know, watching the scene and giving valuable.
And by the way, I mean, and all that being said, Ashley Williams does a great job as your whole cast, though. Like, he's awesome. We really like Adam Goldberg, so it's good to see him in there. The cast of the show is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, Adam Goldberg plays this, you know, he plays the comedian. He's a kind of cautionary tale of how if I hadn't gotten married and had kids. And, you know, the great irony is Adam doesn't do stand-up, you know, but he is just like, you know, half the comedians I know, and their own unique kind of spin. And then Michael William Black, who plays Jeannie's kind of gay confidant, is, you know, he has like three kids, and ended up, you know, these people that are just, they're perfect for these.
Hey, can I ask you about somebody else? And he gets listed. And again, maybe he shows up on screen later on the other. But when the credits were rolling at the end of the show, Jim, there is Sultan Christian Finn. Love Finnegan. Finnegan's a great dude. What's his, like, is he just a buddy of yours who just,
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Christian is at, but it's one of the, you know, we wrote all these episodes and I pulled in different. And Christian Maloney guy, and I knew that he would also be honest and say, I don't like this, or I like this. And we kind of pulled him in and, you know, went through scripts and, you know, over a couple nights, you know, he notes. And it was his idea to do the Macaulay Culkin thing. It's not featured in this episode, but it's great. It's funny that you bring, you know, I find this whole television game is very strange because Jeannie and I wrote and killed ourselves over these scripts and, you know, doing so much. And I think that seeing how there's executive producer names at the beginning that, you know, just kind of, you know, if they did a business meeting, you know, 3 years ago and their name's on the show, whereas like Jeannie, you know, blood and sweat, she gets the same credit as those guys. So it's kind of a thing, and that's why it's great, because Christian really did have some great insight.
Hey, and obviously there are cameos in the episode from Chris Rock, John Stewart's people who's in there, Jake Tatow's in there. I love that Liz Winstead is. I don't know if it was like, hey, they like call in a bunch of favors, but everybody and their mother is in this first episode.
I mean, well, some of it is, you know, this is just kind of a sneak peek. This is you know, the news segment or the compilation, it really started off as, you know, I mean, once you get Jon Stewart and Chris Rock, And some of the newscasters I'd met over the years and or I was friendly with over Twitter and stuff like that, it was amazing to get some. It was not a simple process because mostly the newscast, like then getting
right, so,
and then making sure that the network, you know, their integrity is a goal. But I got a lot of help on that. But, you know, here's the most amazing. We have this episode on Viacom, and so we put it up Tuesday night, and then within 4,500,000, my website.
Jesus Christ, that's great.
That was like, there's commercials announcing that it's just totally social media. It's like the internet doing good. It would be amazing that, you know, it's, you know, the power of the internet. It's like when you those on television that don't have 500,000 viewers.
Yes, yes. No, and that's why Land feels really good, like you said, like if people are going that quick, and it'll start July 15th. Obviously, I know you're out on the road. I know you've got an August 11th show at Pier 6 Pavilion in Baltimore. That's already sold out. I think the Baltimore show. Hey, did I read right? Are you the wife and all the kids? Are you running around?
Yeah, we're going to be on, you know, this is a cross-country tour and all the Kenny, and I think they're wrapping the bus with my face, which will be even more humiliating. The amazing thing, the bus with my face, Tennessee is a
you're the best.
It's tough, you know, to, I mean, you know what I mean? To them, I'm never going to take them camping. It's their camping.
Again, listen, I know I got to let you jump. Go to Tom. You can see the first episode of the Jim Gaffigan Show. And I love you. The show is great, Jim. I really mentioned August 11th, Baltimore. August 12th is sold out at Wolf Trap. It'll premiere on TV Land on July 15th, but go to jimgaffigan.com. You can there. Hey, Jim, I love the show, and I hope Tanner just as good.
My buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it. Talk soon. Thanks, man.
Elliot in the Morning. Collisions on the Chaco Valley Bridge, one block to the left lane, one over the slow, go all the way back to 9 Mile. Collisions right now, Laburnum at Creighton, Milton Street, Brook Road at Magnolia Ridge, and 21st at Franklin.
Can I make for you?
I want to mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with verse, black olives, or any of your favorite veggies finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or a chopped salad.
Sounds delicious. Just
new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Mazda, the 2016 Mazda and General Manager Mike. Pearson Mazda sells more Mazdas than anyone in Richmond, so they right now they have no more. Drop by Pearson Mazda this weekend and make Mike Smith an offer on a 20. You'll be shocked at the low price. Best leverage at Pearson Mazda. In the West End at 9520 West Broad Street or online at PearsonMazda.com.
Awesome things happen when two great things are combined on Think Tackle Baseball. Chocolate-covered steak. Has decided to take their emergency diamond sale and their two-for-one watch sale and combine them into one sale. It's going to be awesome. Amazing. How awesome? Well, a model with the personality of a Labrador. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? Well, that's not nearly as awesome and amazing as a Pulsar, Seiko, or Citizen. Second one free. Come diamond sale, giving you 30% off diamonds and diamond jewelry. And 5th ring mountings. It's one sale that's awesome and amazing. Adolph Jewelers Emergency Diamond Sale and 2-for-1 Watch Sale. Now, located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiocasin. Adolph Jewelers. Relax. We'll make you happy. Visit Adolph Jewelers. Offer does not include citizen signature.
Stuck with a phone you don't want? And a contract you don't? Not at T-Mobile. We're breaking all the rules of wireless so you can...
Yes, go and take it.
That's service contracts. No limits. Now nothing's holding you back from the reinvented Samsung Galaxy S. Don't get contract with your carrier. T-Mobile will set you free and pay every penny of your switching fee.
As well as yours. Go and take it.
Get a hit at her and get your hands on S6 Edge for zero now at T-Mobile.
$32.49, total $779.76. If you cancel wireless service, remaining 1% APR on approved credit. Pay off with trading credit and Visa prepaid card. Eligible tries to qualifying credit and service required. May take up to 18 and starter kit required. Deposit may apply. Card issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Card expires. See a T-Mobile store for offer details.
This driving and out of two feels like
Keep your engine running smooth. Stop by AutoZone and get all the parts you need. Maximize summer miles per gallon with 2 10-ounce bottles of Gum Out Expert Mint for just $8. Restrictions apply. AutoZone.
Sleepy's Memorial. Unbeatable. Get to half off your previous in the store. Sealy, Sleepy, or save up to $400 off our new Beautyrest Phenom collection. Save up to $300 off select Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a Visa gift, an adjustable base, movies, and Free Series Eye Comfort and more. So hurry into Sleepy's for up to half off throughout the store. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
No time to fuss with lunch? Nello's new lunchbox sub. Fries and a drink, $6. Bread and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Call now, LuchinelloSpizza.com.
Get a head start on summer with great Memorial Day deals happening right now at Lowe's. Like $10 HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. 30% off major appliances, $396 or more. Hurry in today for summer's biggest at Lowe's. Never stop. Valid 513 through 525 on 114 through 128 fluid ounce cans only with online and mail-in read. Valid with any other offer or promotion. Appliances offer valid 513 through 527. Exclude Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning.
You can watch episode one. Just go to jimgaffigan.com.
Really is amazing, everybody that he has in that episode.
Oh, my God, there's everybody.
In his house that they filmed in, though, is it?
A reasonable representation. Or do you think his place is a lot smaller, his apartment?
Far more cluttered.
Yeah.
Five kids. Five kids living in an apartment. Far more cluttered. Anyway, go to jimgaffigan.com. You watch the show. Some news. Oh, I do want to remind everybody on day. Excited. Russia. I feel like everybody knows that. Their R40 tour. Celebrating 40 years of Russia. Every day next week. You get yourself a pair of tickets. You will also stage and meet Rush. That's pretty cool. So we'll start doing that on Monday and every day, and every pair of tickets to the show to meet the band. And there may be, there may be a big promotional announcement next week. But I got to wait for everything to come together. So just know that might. I know for sure, but that might happen. All right, let's get into this. I will give you tickets. You will go see Joel Kale. So let's get into some news, please.
Amtrak now facing at least one lawsuit. It's crashed one of its employees when the train left its tracks in Philly, filing the suit yesterday, saying that Amtrak negligently leading up to know that funeral services are set for today for the Navy Academy. Mitch died as one of the 88 died. Justin Zemzer, many of his fellow midshipmen traveling this
right
to go pay their last. Attorney for the engineer, Brandon Bostain, saying that he does have memory loss due to as a result of the crash election of the events. But his attorney went on to say, I'm told his memory is likely to return as the symptoms of the concussion. Inspectors saying that they are looking at all factors. They said they had been that signals or tracks were defective in the very preliminary stages of the NTSB investigation.
Talking to Milkman, who lives in Philly, he was telling, so you have Amtrak, and then you also have SEPTA, which is kind of like the national trains that run through. SEPTA is, I think it's like Southeast Pennsylvania Transit Authority or something. They have their own trains as well, kind of like their local train system. So he was telling me that right before the time that this happened, they're sitting. And so far, they have it one way or another, but they're just looking to see if there's any connection. I guess there was a conductor who was driving conducting a SEPTA train in the relatively the same area of Philadelphia. And somebody threw rock
like a big, maybe a rock chunk of concrete or whatever, end of the train, the SEPTA train. We're just looking to see that, by any chance, did the same thing happen with this? And if so, I don't know what would have up to, you know, 106 miles an hour. But they were just leaving any connection or anything. Listen, they're going to want to know everything. Did he fall asleep? Did he suffer a medical issue? You know, who the hell knows what was going on? But I do know that they were at least going to investigate and see that somebody had thrown this breed at a SEPTA train, which I don't know. Would anybody do that?
I don't know. Is that just like a random? It's like when you hear people doing that and throwing concrete off of like an overpass.
No, you're right.
On a highway.
You're right. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Who's this?
I'd rather not say. I actually used to be a freight train conductor for CSX. I'm quite familiar with the track up there.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple things, and his attorney are telling him not to talk. That's one of the reasons why, because they're trying to get together his defaulter charges. If they find him at fault,
right,
he's going to prison. That's number one.
Of course he is. And that's, by the way, when you have his lawyer going, we expect he'll start to remember some things once the concussion. That's their. We'll have to give you.
Buy some time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, most definitely. The other thing is, on passenger trains, you have a conductor and an engineer who are both on the head end of the train. They're both,
right.
For very, very long, the unions have been fighting against it. The railroad has removed the brakeman or conductor from the train. Engineer is in the engine, so running that train by himself that entire trip.
Right.
The other employees are actually back in the passenger cars. Couple that he passed out or fell asleep up there. There is a dead man. On those trains, they're so light, it's very quick. They can pick up 30 miles an hour in a matter of 2-3 minutes. And especially depending on the grade of the track. I think it's going to end there. Passed out. He had a medical emergency or he fell asleep. And the train
in
the top throttle
knife. Right. I mean, change the outcome for everybody. But I do, right. I do hope that he had issue and fall asleep, yeah. And that he fell asleep on the job, their lives, and you know, countless others are injured, and families are all messed up. I'm hopeful. And again, it's 8 people's lives back. But I guess I would feel better, and not Hayes at all, but I would much rather the guy had a medical issue and that's what caused blackout or lose control of the train versus, I just fell asleep and I killed 8 people.
Right. And I totally agree with you. I mean, I don't work for the railroad anymore. I work on the railroad.
Right.
And I can tell you collectively, a majority of railroaders, whether it be Amtrak, JetSAC, or whoever it may be, I can assure you that they all feel the same way. Because any of us, it doesn't matter if it's passengers on your train or if it's somebody who comes through a gate somewhere and you hit them. The last thing you ever want to do is be injured people, obviously. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Sense. Anyway, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, hey, listen, real quick, one more thing, Elliot. Keep it because I honestly believe that you're going to see some major lawsuits come out over the fact that the railroad did push to only have an engineer on the head end of the train.
Okay, yeah. I'm on that. I'll definitely keep an eye on that. Thank you, sir. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's funny that everybody is letting the investigate this. Do they understand the standards now investigating the government? Amtrak is not a publicly owned corporation. It is actually an owned government.
I feel like what you're trying to tell me is that there was no fault. I don't buy that.
They're not going to say it's our fault. We see this all the time. It screws up. They find somebody to place the blame on. Rather, maybe there was a problem. There was a problem with the track. Yeah, this thing sped up to 100. It was 106 miles an hour.
Correct.
Okay. Were the brakes working? Were the brakes not working?
Well, I mean, they're going to look into all of that. Is that true?
Oops, sorry.
I hit the wrong button. Is that true, though? Is Amtrak owned by the government?
Yes, Amtrak started under a different, to transport troops from place to place during the war.
I had no idea. Transparent, if that is, I would hope so. I mean, those families deserve that.
Good luck.
Thank you. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. All right, go ahead, Diane.
White House briefly placed on lockdown yesterday afternoon after a man tried to near the residence, detaining the man while Park police questioned him.
While I was on vacation.
And kept drone flying in Lafayette North Fence and was later safe. Obviously, with all of that going on, they did have things shut down around Pennsylvania Avenue.
I saw that dude land a gyro by a drone.
Blues giant B.B. King passing away yesterday at the age of 89. They said his family was near him at the time of his sleep. He has been in hospice care in Las Vegas after experiencing some health issues last month related to his long battle against diabetes. Honeybees, according to colony collapse.
By the way, this story is fascinating to me. I know that on the surface, honeybees, I don't care. This time,
no,
go ahead.
I said colony has got people wondering within the beekeeping community what's going on, because across the United States, they said beekeepers lost 40% of their colonies in April of last year and April of this year. 40%.
40% of all honeybees in the States have died in the last half.
I'll have to ask about that today.
No, that's it. No. But that's a big deal. Also, I don't remember what the exact numbers are, but it's like 600 million. I'm making up a number, but it's number. It's high. 600 in the United States. 250 million of them are imported.
Yes.
Did I get the numbers right? I know
it's. I mean, you are right at ratio.
Right.
But they said that this isn't going to mean these, but this is going to make it really, really hard to make their livings by being beekeepers first.
Or their living. What did we learn though? That, like, remember, I feel like we learned. If in Yellowstone comes up, it'll block the sun and we'll all freeze. The thing that we learned, that if it went away, we would all die because of
allergies.
Yes.
No. But the thing where if we don't have bees, we die. Because I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, that's a load of crap. But then somebody, a bunch of listeners called in, if you don't have bees, human life goes away. But I don't know why.
Number one. Is it that severe? Maybe.
Yes.
I feel like.
Well.
You're thinking of your
I am. The why. I am missing the why. Like, I know stone, human light blocks the sun, we freeze. There's something with bees, though. God damn it. I should have looked that up. But there's something with bees. We learned this. That if bees go away, human life is, and then you're, it's dinosaur. Okay, you heard that too, right?
Yeah.
Somebody whispered, run to the door. Run to the door.
That was creepy.
Well, what did he say?
Right. That's Tyler from New Jersey.
Hold on, line one. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello? Hey.
Hey, I wouldn't let's say bees, they don't pollinate, and there's no fruits and vegetables, and that's mainly the reason we die.
So we'll starve.
So, well, we won't starve because I still have.
We'll be blocked up.
I could not be more blocked up than I am. No. Damn it. No. Seriously. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
No, but his point is definitely.
I don't die if I don't eat a strawberry.
Then it goes.
There's some reason. Later. I'll find it.
Sorry, House Speaker John Deal, one of the most.
Run to the door.
Powerful lawmakers in from office a day after.
Scarabee, Diane. Go ahead, Diane's doing the news.
Speaker out of Missouri resigning a day after it was revealed that he had exchanged some very sexual texts with a 19.
Tell you that though, they're kind of lame. The text probably thinks they're a touch aggressive. Mm-hmm. So do his kids.
He wrote to the 19-year-old, "Once I start, I don't stop." Kissing lips emoji. She wrote, "Oh, good. Didn't seem that way in your
damn boner emoji."
He laying in bed looking at your pic. Why can't I be there? Smiley face back. I about what you said you wear to bed. She wrote, "Nothing." Winky face.
Eggplant.
Same.
So wait, what's wrong?
It's because it's not explicit. It's also
like playful.
It's not even playful. You
like
know
you want it dirty.
Yeah, I do. It would matter. Because it is. It's like just gross old uncle. It's instead of like, hey, it's like gross skeevy.
Representatives in the Mr.
I thought about what you wear to bed. I'm naked too.
Representative the State House saying, it's time, family. I think it's good that he stepped down.
Yeah, okay.
Well, his wife's probably saying, why don't you go to a hotel?
Oh, he'll be
the house. Crying face emoji.
He's definitely out of the house. To the door.
It's word out of the Chicago area that a new Taco Bell restaurant that's going to be open for a liquor license.
Dude, if you could start slamming back Coronas.
If they are granted, they said this particular taco country to serve alcohol customers. Apparently, they're trying to go for a completely new sort of cinified taco.
That's smart. That's good. Nothing's going to take the headline away from Carl's Jr. today. Burger with a hot dog on it.
But your first portion of the Courtney Stodden sex tape.
Oh, I saw the pictures. I did go through them.
You didn't watch the clip? That's shot.
Oh, I didn't have a clip to the video. I just had still shots. God, will you pull up the clip? Will you pull up the
clip? I said, did you see? It's blowing clips out.
Oh, honestly, you know what? When you said that and I checked, the person I thought I had found what there was. Oh,
pull the shade on the office.
Yes. Really? Is it that? Because in the pictures, you're great ass.
See, you're in the bathtub for sure.
But do you see naked? Oh, please pull the clip. I have to see that. Does she look good? Diane's going to say no. Tyler, does she look good? Listen, I know
I saw
she
looks stills. Like you would. It's gross. Gross.
No, it's not great ass. Listen, I know the boobs aren't real. Hold me, we're going to watch. All right, here we go. Diane, you ready? Full screen. Oh, I kind of want to hear her. She is in the tub. She's blowing foam. Now she's in a car. Oh, look at the boobs. Look at the boobs. You know what? What? Look at that ass. Like, that's a good picture of her. Look at that. She's eating an ice cream. There we go. Yeah. Oh, those are the sprinkles on her boobs. By the way, this video is fantastic.
It's awful.
What were you expecting, fool? Oh, I don't like when they cover them.
Remember, this was...
Yes.
Oh, looky there! Looky there!
Did you say, looky there? Looky there.
Homie, scale of 1 to 10. Not yet. 9.5.
Were you looking looky there? Being there?
Who, Becky there?
Her chest is awful. It's no, really. I'm not breaking news, but
well, it's
when
not
it's,
real
when
though.
When it's like covered, it's at least
right.
It's just weird to say anything's hidden with Courtney, but it is. It's awful.
No,
her
I agree.
Frame,
it's
her
too
frame
much.
Can't,
you can't handle that.
Handle that size.
If she went down,
Tyler's
down,
looking down the road.
You know, Tyler's absolutely that her frame doesn't support a bosom that big. They do need to be smaller. But will you agree that the ass is championship?
I don't think so. She's not.
It's not Farrah Abraham.
Oh God, your list is terrible.
When she puts the ice cream cone on her, the sprinkles are great too. It's almost impossible to say. It's very rare that you find too much. The nipples are nice though.
I don't have the new operating system. What's the alien face? what did you tweet? I see two to it.
Oh, eggplant.
No, I got that one.
It's the other one.
Yeah, two thumbs up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And remember, she puts to charity.
Which is great.
Animal rights.
You know what? I want 500,000 people to watch that. Like, whoa.
Sorry, Jim.
People watched your show right after they watched Courtney Stodden.
So, Jim Gaffigan, and then Pornhub.com.
Yeah.
And then...
That's the order you have to...
What's the third one? Opulent Fetish.
Opulentfetish.com. That's because a tease.
Right.
Cheyenne is the real...
Must win for the Washington.
What was the girl's name? What's her woman's name out of Roanoke who grew up with her in Birmingham?
Marge.
Roanoke, that's right.
Must win. They take on the Atlanta Hawks as Atlanta lead 3-2 now. Also, Golden State can finish off the Memphis Grizzlies with a win this evening. Last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Bulls to advance, and it's the Clippers to tie them up at 3. Signing Game 7 will be Sunday in Sprint Cup Series at Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend. Tomorrow night, it's your Sprint All-Star Race. No points, but the race is worth $1 million.
They're going to tear some cars up.
They already sent 5 more drivers who failed multiple inspections last weekend.
Right. So, Logano got it. Cole Witt got it. I'm missing one.
Paul Menard got it.
Yeah, for multiple last weekend.
Tomorrow evening, the 140th running of the Preakness from Pimlico favorite to win.
That's going
to
be awesome. That's going to be great. One other good riddance, Michael Phelps. He's going to Tempe.
Uh-huh.
to go train with his coach there. So to go there, good. Garbage, move west. The, you know what I want us to...
What?
I wanted to cross the bridge.
Oh, for Gordie Howe?
See
cool.
That? Yeah, no, the Windsor Bridge is going to be named for Gordie Howe. That's awesome.
Yeah, I hadn't seen, I believe, like update, as you know, declaring that the bridge is going to be named in his next stem cell. Been hugely successful for
he
him.
He may play next year.
Okay.
Okay, that's overdone. That's overdone.
That's a bit much, but he went, like, his family members were essentially writing his eulogy, and then within... Having a stem cell,
he's doing great.
Yes,
he's doing awesome,
remarkably well.
So we got to do bridge in Florida, and then we've got to do the in Detroit.
Yes, and one more note from hockey: three members of the Subban family now.
Oh, how awesome is that? So Vancouver signed Jordan.
Yes, 3-year deal, entry level. That was done yesterday. PK plays Malcolm, a goalie for the Boston Bruins organization.
Hate the organization, but you know what? Good for them.
Yep. That's a look at news and sports.
Excel. Today I'm waking you with your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh. I picked out you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's. Right now, sandwich with a medium freshly brewed coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary. This season's all about the reissues. The retros and the re-releases. But I'm always looking for the next new. That one-of-a-kind new. I'm talking must-haves before I get my limited edition. The sirloin third-pound burgers from McDonald's. Fresh out the box hotness you need to jump on before it's gone. Go.
In the morning, XL102.
Talking, 'cause moving everything I thought I learned out the window. All I want, one thing you can promise: castles, treasures, babies. I don't care, 'cause for now you're just enough for me.
Hillary Duff into a tape.
Fairy tales of
my God. Elliot, 866-235-5468. Right now, you get yourself a pair of tickets to go see Joel McHale. He'll be at the Warner Theater. Tickets are available through Live Napalmy right now. The tickets are yours. Your 6 to Elliot, 866-235-5468.
It in the morning.
Conditions starting to improve as you approach the Shaka Valley Bridge area from Mechanicsville Turnpike and two earlier collisions. For collision for right now, 21st and Laburnum at Creighton Road, Brook Road at and Broad near Horsepin.
Swing into spring this month at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC during the spring sales event. You too can be a Hendrick driver. Just launched in a Buick new location just a quarter mile past Short Pop Mall. Over 500 new vehicles, 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras, up to MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus, with up to 5 grand off MSRP, up to 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, 6 grand off MSRP on 2015 Acadias, up to 6,500 off MSRP on 2015 Enclaves. What a way to get ready for meeting savings. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's .com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick, you can be a Hendrick driver.
Get a head start with great Memorial Day deals happening, like $10 off cans of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Plus, up to your appliances $3.96 or more. Hurry in today for summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Paint offer valid 513 through 525-85 on 114 through only with online and mail-in rebate. Excludes mistints and not valid with any other offer or promotion. Appliances offer valid 513 through 527. Exclusions apply. See store U.S. only.
At Chester, we all know with just a buck in a toolbox, you can pull off your own parts at the best-known price. But now, you can pick. That's right, pick. Because now, we offer new aftermarket almost any make or model. With 3 locations. Richmond, Midlothian, or Chesterfield Auto Parts. Come pick or pull off your own.
Richmond is about to take over. Get ready. for Sunday Night Raw. Televised live worldwide from Rich from Thirsty this Monday night at 7:30. Still available for this must-see, one-of-a-kind night of unbroken U.S. champion Ken Cena.
I have been stung by defeat, but I will not quit.
He'll join forces with Roman Reigns and Randy Orton.
The Apex Predator.
For a tag team main event, the World Heavyweight Champion, the world's largest athlete, The Big Show, and Rusev. Plus, you'll see the clear Cher Sheamus.
On a Monday, there is Steph in the ring.
Live for this Monday night at Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are still available at the box office.
First National's historic downtown Richmond apartments offer with breathtaking views of the river. Details and move-in specials about First National Apartments at firstnationalapartments.com or visit First National Apartments for...
Some banks can be a hassle, but First makes it extremely easy. And here's the biggie. The First Capital Bank Rewards debit card. It's the you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. It's your money. Make it. Member FDIC.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Everything you know. How it goes.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Matt. How's it going?
Matt, I am doing great, dude.
Oh, I'm great.
Excellent. I'm going to give you tickets. You will go see Joel McHale, who's very, very funny. You will see him August 8th at the Warner Theater. Hold tight 1 second. Kaylee will get some info from you, and you have yourself a great night. Or a great weekend, I should say.
Oh.
So hold tight one. Don't forget, before we... I will give you tickets for Game 6 tonight. Playoff tickets for you. Wizards-Hawks. Now, keep doing this thing tonight. Before signing Game 7, which will be Monday. If they have it in front of me, but I believe it's Monday. If I remember correctly, in Atlanta. So before we get out, give you this for tonight's game. And then I already mentioned Monday weekend. We will give you tickets to go see Rush and Meet the Band. So every day, everybody wins tickets to the show and passes to meet Rush. We'll start doing that on Monday. I want to get into, if nobody minds, the woman who's kind of Southwest Airlines. So there's this woman, and I guess, I believe she lives in Milwaukee, right? But she was in New Orleans. I don't know if she was ever it was, but she was in New Orleans, home to go to Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, she's on the plane, and she gets a text message from her husband, who's at home.
So they haven't taken off yet.
That's my understanding. That's one of my questions about the story. And the text message is a message that along the lines of, I don't have it verbatim, but along the lines that he's going to commit. Okay. So, while she's getting that text, telling everybody... You need
off. Right.
You know, the cabin door is closed. We're getting ready for takeoff. I shouldn't say the cabin door is closed. Phones need to be off. So the woman says, hey, I'd like to make an emergency phone call. Or were they in the air yet? Because she says to the stewardess that she wants to make an emergency phone call because she just got a text message from her husband. Leading her to believe that himself.
This said it was moments before takeoff.
So, okay, so they're on the plane, and I mean, obviously knows, everything is sealed up.
Are they, to get in line? I don't know. Regulations come into play there, you know?
Right, but so anyway, they tell her, no, sorry, we can't do that. Your phone has to be off. But then I think there was also the flight where she asked if there was something that could be done, if there was like an emergency phone that could be used to contact somebody to send the police to. And that's the part where it hits a, like, I can't tell where the, and by the way, in any case, she gets told no.
Right. She said, listen, not her actually making a phone call. Can
right.
somebody call?
Yeah, she says, I begged her. This is the, I guess you'd go with now widow. She
immediately. So he did kill himself?
Yeah. Sorry, I should have said that there's a bad ending.
All right.
He does end up committing suicide. So she immediately texted her husband back. Oh, she attempted to call him. So she texts back, no. When she attempted to call him, a flight attendant her phone, citing FA. She complied, beckoned attendant for assistance once the flight reached. All right, now I got it in order. So, Hudson is, they're out. They've already left the gate, but yeah. They haven't taken off yet. I'm going to kill myself. She texts back, no. The first flight attendant says, hey, let's got to go off. FAA rules. Up in the air. They're at cruising altitude. She says to the second attendant, hey, look, I need some help. Sure, someone can make an emergency phone call. I showed her the text. She said there was nothing that they could not disturb. She said, I just want somebody to go to the house and try to save him. She's like, listen, go disturb the pilot. The woman says she spent the rest of the flight crying and was only able to alert police after she arrived. She arrived in Milwaukee when she informed her that her husband was dead.
Wow.
So this gets in. Now it gets into the whole, she's going after Southwest Airlines saying, hey, say, listen, well, my husband was, at least at that point, inside. I had every reason to believe that. And listen, they don't know what's going on, what the husband's deal is. But she obviously took it serious where she didn't. My husband's screwing around. She took it very seriously and thought to believe that he was capable of doing so. And as it turns out, she might.
Well, I'm not sure if you skipped over the line or read it, but it does say that she spent the entire flight crying.
Crying, yeah. Before even knowing that he was dead.
Yeah, something like that. That it's a siren, not a joke.
Yeah, exactly. So she gets home, she lands in Milwaukee, she alerts the police get to the house, dead. So Lines is like, okay, well, now we have to defend ourselves because all angry that we didn't make the phone call. Southwest Airlines releases a statement that says, our flight attendants are responsible for safety procedures to her departure and arrival in accordance with FAA regulations, sitting the up to 100 on board. Southwest Airlines transports more than 100 members a year, and it's not common for crews to assist passengers in each situation. Employees utilize their training to handle a wide variety of situations, their ability. Again, out to the Evers family during this difficult time. Dead.
So,
there are some people that are furious with Lines that they didn't do a woman when she thought that her husband was going himself.
Right.
And then, so you have that school of people. Is there, there would have to be a way. The pilot could talk to ground tower.
Totally talk to the tower the whole time.
But even involving matters not related to the flight itself, there's police passengers at the terminal.
Oh, that's true.
So they're able
to
get word to authority or at least law enforcement. Yeah.
So there's a number of people that they could have alerted.
Or she didn't get a chance chatting with the pilot who said there's nothing
I can do.
It was the flight attendant.
We can't disturb the pilot.
The pilot. Or
whatever. They're not going to the cockpit.
Yeah.
Does it say pilot? Say pilots. Okay.
So they're not going to the cockpit to take care of.
Is that what a quote-unquote word emergency?
Oh, okay.
Said flight attendants are trained to notify the captain if there's an emergency that poses a hazard to the aircraft passengers on board.
Neither of them.
They said in this situation we're not notified.
a dick move.
Absolutely.
They're mad at the widow.
They saw the text message.
Right.
The exchange between her and her husband.
Right.
He's hysterical. I mean, why wouldn't they just say, hey, tell the captain, somebody on the ground, have them call 911 in Milwaukee?
Doesn't follow protocol.
Who's upset with the widow? The person that was sitting in the wind seat and the one sitting in the aisle seat?
Yeah.
She cried the whole time?
No. Some people are upset with the widow because she should have the flight attendant before they took off when they were just on the ground. And instead of if she thought that there was really this emergency, instead of being told, hey, turn your phone off, and SUCMA, I'm calling my husband. I'm going to continue to make phone calls until this plane is so high up in the air that I can't.
Right.
What camp is that? Like family?
Yeah.
That's a weird side to him, the woman.
Like she didn't do enough.
For not eating what she was being told was a...
Okay, I didn't say that's the Elliot Siegel camp. I'm just telling you, there's a camp of
that's
people.
That's a really strange side to take.
I get it.
No,
I'm not blaming her, but...
But you get the side that is...
I get the side of going, how I would not have gotten off the phone.
Nation.
I'm not going to
listen. Hyper emotional.
Right.
There's
but I'm
someone
not gonna...
telling you that you can't do this. Get off your phone. Like,
arrest me. Turn the plane around. Go back to the gate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You have the benefit of thinking with a clear head. You're not looking at a text wife saying, I'm killing him. Sorry.
You know
that's enough
he died.
To, yeah.
And if you don't know he died, if you believe that he's got the capability of doing that, you're making
phone
calls.
But I'm saying you as a third party looking at the story, you know how it plays out. So it's kind of unfair.
Okay, but I'll even stop the... Clearly she thought Mitley was capable of the entire flight.
Yeah, maybe she didn't think rushing the cabin door...
Oh, I'm not rushing the cabin door. I'm getting a phone. I'm not going to turn my phone off at that point.
I don't know. I just feel like people panic...
Yeah, they probably are life or death. I'm not
or
mad.
The attendant sent phone when she was trying to call the cops.
I'm not mad at her. I don't blame her. But I don't know that I would have. Listen, I don't turn my phone off on a plane. Anyway,
you're forced to turn her phone off
by who?
The attendant.
Then even at that point, then I think I would have been like, then turn the plane around and arrest me. At least I know I'm not going up in the air where I can't make them.
You're not in the middle of.
I think pretty clearly when times get stressful.
It's a stressful situation.
Like, no, it sounds like I'm blaming her, and I'm not. I'm not blaming her.
But you're defending the side that is.
No, I'm not defending them. I'm not defending them.
You're like, well, I kind of get it.
No, I do get it. I get their thinking. I don't get it. Does that make sense?
Bear.
Come on.
I just think it's unfair to say that she should have forced an emergency landing.
No, I haven't taken off yet.
But the cab, everything.
No. Back around, back to the gate.
That's still, I mean, that you're...
Move over to the side, let
that's
him.
That's an emergency.
Go around!
You're caused to sit in the process of taking...
Right.
Yes, you're not in the air, but you are essentially...
No, you're in the process of going. Once you leave
scene,
the gate, that you're on the...
But it's an emergency, what would be like, just an emergency situation.
Yeah, everything. So you're with the air...
No, I'm not with the airline. I think they should have talked to the pilots.
Right.
Have contacting... the ground and then authorities.
Just let her call the cops.
If you really want to stick to whatever the regulations are set by the FAA, you'd still be in line to bring up when there are medical emergencies on the plane. The pilots are
do they know
about a medical emergency?
Don't they hear the announcement?
Is there a doctor on board?
I don't know if they hear that.
Yes,
I think they do.
And see that happens on the plane.
I'm flying.
They're going to know if there's an unruly passenger.
Unruly passenger. There can be danger to the pilot.
They would absolutely know if there's
somebody throwing up. I'm not alerting
the
pilot.
Okay, throwing up in the little puke bag is a bit different than somebody having
a
heart attack or you know.
I don't want to wig out the pilot. He can't do anything unless he's a doctor.
I'm pretty sure they would make them aware. It just seems really cold.
If I were a pilot, I'd want to know everything going on. I want to know if there's somebody in the Mile High Club.
No,
I'd want to know. I want to know that myself and go for a walk.
I mean,
where am I going, Kaylee? Line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's that?
Yeah, I'm an airline pilot, in fact, driving up and driving up Dallas right now, just calling this one.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
As far as not being able to disturb the pilots, the rules, essentially up to 10 to 10, they're not allowed to contact us, the flight attendants. On takeoff, when the flight attendant tells us the cabin's secure and we're taking off, they are not allowed to go at 10,000 feet, which really is 5 minutes at the most.
Now, it does say that she talked to the second flight attendant at cruising altitude.
Right. There's a difference in company pilot. I don't know Southwest, but I imagine once they're cruising altitude, the flight attendant should be allowed to contact the cockpit.
Does it matter? Like, it sounds like Southwest Airlines is saying, hey, Dan, listen, this wasn't an emergency. Yes, at home, unfortunately, killing himself. But there was no, this didn't create an emergency on board. Therefore, there's a disturb the pilot.
There's certainly some truth that if I were the pilot, I guess, hey, there are things you can do. We are always in contact with the company, the text service on board the aircraft. We can send a message. So, I mean, if I were in that case, a lot of weight goes on the flight attendant. I would ask them to make them make a decision. Is this, if it is, you know, to me, it's worth it to at least send a message. If it is a joke, you know.
Listen, it still could have been too late. I mean, you don't know what that outcome's going to be. Like, it's you can't just go, oh, well, you know what? Well, saved his life and everything would have been. You don't know that part changed. Thing.
Yeah, but
it's certainly worth at least an attempt to send a message, get on the phone, or you know, at least somebody else.
Flight attendants will take the fall.
Not according to Southwest Airlines. According to Southwest Airlines, I mean, they have the tough titty rule.
I mean, the poor woman already lost her husband.
Right.
And possibly come if they had made contact.
Maybe.
It would have happened a lot sooner than ration of the whole flight.
But too late.
Pilots didn't know. Certainly did. If this turned storm, couldn't they just get rid of the flight attendants and say, okay, well, we're...
Not when that state... If I were the flight... If I were the flight when that out.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, they could still fire him. They could do anything.
But there are still people now tweeting at us that they're never flying Southwest again. So it doesn't... If the flight still is a pretty big black mark on the company.
Absolutely.
I don't really think it was a matter of whether it was too late or anything like that. To me, if the flight attendant knows and saw that it's a serious situation, she should have at least passed the word along. And like I said, you know, it takes 2 seconds for us to take first. Worst case scenario, it's a joke, and she gets arrested while they're on the ground. So
right, you know, as a pilot, like if that were the case, as a pilot, would you want to know to at least send a message?
Yeah, I mean, not to want to know for the sake of what's on board the aircraft, but I would want to know at least for the sake of trying to save somebody's life.
Yeah, sure. And if when they ask if there's a doctor on board, do you guys know that up front?
The flight attendant would make that call first. She would at least pass the news on to us that something's going on. And most airlines, at least my airline, actually pays a subscription to a contact from the air. And they can actually talk us through, you know, determining how station is, whether
that's
we should land somewhere.
So I got the openings. All right, pilot, thank you, Captain.
Yeah, anytime.
You got to do. We'll talk to you later.
Can you imagine if it had hated Kaylee on the way to New Orleans?
Oh, forget it.
What would she have done? She would have encouraged the guy to kill him.
First of all, put your shoes on.
God, did that woman hate Kaylee. Oh, did she hate. But I called it the second.
The bag is going to be a tight fit.
And she hated you.
It's us.
It's it. Can y'all sit on this?
Get it out when we land it.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Kaylee, will you ask these nice people to hold? All right, if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll get right to you next.
Elliot, the morning. XL102. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial Richmond. Maybe even. But probably not. XL102 commercial music free from interruption. XL102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond traffic. Since starting to improve on 64 as you approach the Shaka Valley Bridge area from Mechanicsville Turnpike and two earlier collisions starting to clear. Watch for collisions right now, 21st at Franklin, 8th at Creighton Road.
Road, Brook Road at Meg, and Broad near Horsepin.
This report is brought to you by Napa Auto. More than 400,000 in 90 years of experience, Napa can help you get the job done right the first time. Stop by Napa Auto Parts Art Store and conquer the know-how.
Pocahontas Live proudly presents Zest Ragtime Carnival. A two-day event. Best indie music anywhere. May 15th and 16th at Pocahontas State Park. It's Cards Carve and Leaf. Along with special guests, Trigger Hippie, featuring Joan Osborne, Steve Gorman, and other crack musicians. And People's Blues of Richmond. Singer-actor Jeff Daniels Band and many for Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival are available at Brock's Barbecue in Chester and online live.com. Tickets for the two-day event start at just $35, so get yours now. It's a two-day Ragtime Carnival in the Pocahontas State Park. Trigger Hippie, Jeff Daniels. If you want the best live music, come to Pocahontas Live.
Whether it's work, play, or somewhere in between, it's all about internet. When it comes to in-home Wi-Fi, it is fastest, with speeds up to 700 megs per second. That's up to and faster than Fios. Yes, faster than Fios. Plus, Xfinity has bridge, so it's more reliable. And Xfinity gives you access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Don't get that with Fios. Talks. Xfinity delivers. Visit GetAllTheFacts.com to learn more, or get started with the Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month. There's X1 at one DVR included. Plus, ask how you can get up to $200. 1-800-XFINITY. It's 517-15. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New starter accept triple play term contract with early termination fee required. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV and regional sports fees, extra subject to change.
The Richmond Gun Show returns to the Richmond Raceway Complex. This weekend, Top Gun Shop. 800 tables. Two buildings. With everything you need for the self-defense. At low gun show. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Show. Richmond Raceway Complex. This weekend. Buy, sell, trade. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show. And get in for a $1 off admission coupon at X.com. That's CEGunshows.com.
The Purse Law Firm of Allen & Allen is thankful for the communities we serve and for the efforts who make our communities a great place. Once again, we're taking honor our hometown heroes. Do you know a hero? Let's hear for your neighbor or relative, the person who has positively touched your life. Visit AllenAndAllen.com or stop by to nominate your hometown.
Rockin' Festival, September 10th through the 13th at the Oak Ridge Farm in Arrington, Virginia. 4 days of music with artists killed with ever before. Featuring the sensational Space Shifters. The special guest, Carlos Santelishman. A tribute to Joe Cocker. Tedeschi Trucks Band. Doobie Brothers. Incident. A 50th Airplane. Widespread Panic. And so many more. For tickets in the full lineup, confed.com. LOC.com.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. The bank makes it extremely easy. And here's the biggie. The First Capital Bank Rewards Debit Card. A card that gives you 5 or 10 for repurchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Make it work. Member FDIC.
Want to be your company's marketing genius? Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Now, back on XL102.
Morning show secret. Diane just told Hobie that her car broke.
I never think of the sort.
Whether it's words, but yeah.
It, no.
Oh, that's good, Diane.
Morning show secret told Hobie that her dip did itself out.
Let me.
I see that emoji.
Hi, morning.
hope that all worked out for you, Diane. Anyway, let me say, I'm not blaming this woman at all.
No, you can't.
I don't blame her at all. But I wouldn't have put my phone in such a scene that they would have either turned the plane around or I would have had the marshal taking me down, because she had some inclination that was serious.
Right.
And at that point, I'm doing everything I can, because where are you going to arrest me? You're going to charge me like that.
Right.
But at least I know I did everything.
And those are the people. And by the way, I'm with you. You don't blame her at all. But there is a camp of people. Why would you have gotten off the phone? If you really thought, which obviously she did, and I'm not saying because you know hours later that he is dead.
No, regardless.
But obviously you know that it's serious enough that crying. There is that camp of people that are like, who cares? Don't hang up the phone. And just saying, so what are you going to do? Turn the plane around and arrest me? Okay.
I mean, I know me and my wife don't joke about committing suicides, and I don't know about other couples' messages. I know something was up. At that point, you know, it's not a joke to me. I'm going to try. If I get arrested, I find out later, I was just playing a joke on you, at least. You know, I did everything. I may have saved that person's life.
Yeah, no, no, I'm not blaming
her. But what if
Tyler.
It comes to a physical altercation? You're arrested. You know when they care about your story? After you're dealt with legally back at the airport.
Yeah, because then they just think you're crazy.
No, I won't, but I tried. I can sleep easier knowing that I did what I could, rather than just letting matters take their own.
Wait, but who's physically restraining me?
Well, on the flight, if there needs to be called into action.
Oh, then I would show the marshal my text messages.
Plenty of people.
But he already punched you in the face. So you're a mess.
We don't even know
where you are.
We don't even know that there's a plane.
No, I know. You're acting like the law enforcement or police officers care about they're arresting you.
Oh, I believe they do.
Elliot.
If you're
disturbing a plane and causing it to come back to the gate, they're not listening to your story.
I believe that if I were and the plane's been turned around and three cops in New Orleans come rushing onto the plane, and I was telling them, my wife is going to kill herself. She's sending me text.
You must be expecting this. And you're going to try to get out of it. Because
I really do
You had a scene for them to turn around.
Yeah.
You cried the whole flight.
But it's enough to get the air marshal's attention. You don't necessarily have to get them to turn around or do anything, but I'm sure there's a way of getting in touch with somebody. He has authority.
Oh, yeah, no. The pilot, they can get in touch with the pilot. But, yeah, she was crying the whole time on the plane, but didn't care. You know who would care? Law enforcement would care.
Big off.
No way.
If I'm asking them for what is going on, I can't hear their side of the story until they're not a threat to the public.
Yeah, arrest me. Just somebody call my wife. Somebody go to 1801 Rockville.
Calm down, ma'am.
I can't. 1801 Rockville Pike. 1801 Rockville Pike. Somebody save my... Cuckoo all you want, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Cuckoo all you want, bro.
They're not necessarily...
Read my phone.
Jump.
Read my phone. Don't tase me, bro. Read my phone. Again, I'm not blaming the woman. And I'm messed up. Southwest Airlines, they come
up with a story.
Yeah.
But I do get the whole, I'm not getting off that phone. You would?
Don't know how I would react. I can completely sympathize with her never having had a situation. It's easy to say, I'd react this way when you're not in the middle of it.
Yeah, I know how I would react.
I mean, that's a bit of a shock.
Oh, it's a huge shock.
Maybe she's just not as strong as you, you know?
Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Morning. Yeah, hi, who's this?
Oh, hello, this is Olivia from Annapolis.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
I was just going to say that I kind of feel like I'm blamed, but sort of. I would put the blame on.
Oh, yes! I totally blame the flight attendants.
Yeah, like, I don't know what to do about the situation. And she or he didn't take it seriously. You know, which is what happened. So.
Hey, by the way, did we know that the flight... Hey, thank you, Olivia. Did we know that the flight attendants can't disturb the pilots during the first...
I never heard that before.
I mean, in theory, that makes sense. Because that's pretty quick. We're not talking about until they let you get up and take a piss or watch a movie. But those 10,000 feet are pretty quick.
That doesn't hold true to all situations.
No,
because then it would be
a
window of opportunity.
Right.
And
yeah,
it'd be a well-known window of opportunity.
But I could see them going, let it ground, stabled out and going, then bother me.
They're not reporting or the Mile High Club.
That's the emergency, damn it.
Pilot speaking, I'm going to take a little walk through the cabin. All right.
No. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello. Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. What can I do for you?
I'm a flight attendant.
Attendant for Southwest.
I might be.
Ooh. Timing. Bad timing. All right. What's the story?
Thing. One, if cause a scene on the plane, an air marshal wouldn't, like, air marshal's only there if someone tries to get the flight deck.
Okay.
Also, if on the plane, you can't take off. So, yeah, the flight attendant should have done something. If someone showed me, definitely called the pilot judgment call. But if she had just stood up, you can't take off.
Okay, well, I don't, did hands of those that know that, blame her for not standing.
No, I'm saying, I'm like, you know, it's, you're saying people are going to, like, punch her and arrest her and stuff like that. But.
So, your fellow co-workers for not taking it to the pilot?
I would have handled it differently.
Well, I kind of asked a yes-no.
I would have handled it differently, but you can't say, I mean, I don't know exactly what she said. She said text until they're in the air, and then, you know,
she did not messages until it was this, which was after they had achieved cruising altitude.
Yeah, if someone, I'll probably tell the pilot, and then after that, it's out of my, I mean, there's no emergency phone that we can use or anything like that.
Right, and then the pilot could contact somebody on the ground.
Yeah, well, they can only talk to dispatch
is on the ground, and then from there, whoever they call. So if leaving New Orleans, she's going to Milwaukee, but you contacted somebody.
I would have told someone, because if it was my husband, I would do something for me.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever had to, I mean, not a situation, well, maybe like that, to the pilot, while you guys were in the, hey, we got a problem?
Oh, yeah. Kinds of difference, you know, medicals or something like that, but yeah.
Oh, so they do know if there's a medical emergency on the plane?
Oh, yeah. I call them at older if I'm bored or anything. You know, you can call them whenever you want.
So there is... So you,
call, you said did Southwest?
Hey, I don't want to
with that one.
Them over this possible suicide. Could you guys feel the thermostat, though? My nipples are showing.
Good.
Yeah.
Y'all got a hoodie up in here?
That's my call.
Right.
We're
colder,
we're hot.
So it's important that if the plane is warm that you'll let them know, but not if there is a suicide.
Handled it differently.
All right, very good. I appreciate you, ma'am.
Thank you. Hey, can I get a t-shirt?
Absolutely. Hold tight 1 second for me. Hold on.
Thank
one
you.
Second.
Diane, four lines that are higher.
I was just going to say.
That didn't help.
Okay, I know you'll contact, but you don't contact the radio station.
or bored.
That's true. She's true. He is bored.
Bored. Go open the bathroom door for passengers.
I
don't like it, but maybe that's how you kill time.
No, you read. That's what they all do. I mean, not that they're doing anything wrong, but you're the same thing I'm doing.
If I'm done with a magazine, I always give it to the flight attendants.
Out of the bathroom?
Oh. No. Bring
what
it on
do
the plane.
But you're like, but you're just weakly. Can we get? Oh, Scott, I can't get up. Hold on, I'm just going to run this back to school.
No, I'm not saying I'm walking off the plane. I'm just
here you go, love. I'm done with it.
No, I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it away anyway. I give it to the flight attendant. I
can't. Which bag you're bringing around to you?
It's a magazine.
Your choice.
Free Us Weekly. Thanks, lady. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna be flying to the next city, whatever, in the next couple of hours. It's some. What? It's better than throwing it away. I like to recycle.
Well, I'm done with this magazine. Here, you take.
You put on a fake English accent.
Well, if you're calling
do you want
peasants.
This magazine? How is that calling
commit,
them a peasant? Do you want a maghead? If Kaylee doesn't want it, I not out of the bathroom. I would never take a mag airplane.
I've taken.
I know you have. Yeah, you also take your lap.
On a plane. I've not taken my
you're
on a plane.
Mode.
Back off.
Where am I going? Line 8.
Do you guys need cups? Here, I had water. I only used my napkin once on my lips. Here you go. You can.
That's exactly like it.
That. Hi.
Hi, Elliot.
Hey.
Hey, so a couple years ago, me and my girlfriend first got together, a couple months after we were together. We get a phone call from her telling me the press she's going to kill herself.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I leave work, and I start hauling ass on the way there. The police have set up like a speed test, you know, the officers are sitting on the side of the road, and they just basically wave you over and even pull out to get you. So they get me over, and I stop, and I'm like, look, this is what's going on. I need to go. He came with me to her house.
I totally believe that. I totally.
I mean, they come on the way, and he came with me to make sure, you know, that, hey, this is, you know, I didn't end up getting a ticket or anything. So, I mean, if you're telling them what's going on, you know, it's a speeding ticket and whatnot, but as long as you're semi-rational and not, like, being, you know, screaming at the top of your lungs,
right.
will listen to you a little bit better.
Did it turn out okay?
Yeah. Everything turned out fine. I mean, she had a week stay or whatever, and she's fine.
Good. No, I'm happy to hear that. All right, dude, hey, listen, have a great weekend. Thank you, my friend.
You
got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back to your playoff tickets after that. You're taking the Hawks tonight at Verizon Center.
Elliot in the morning.
Till 102.
Conditions starting to improve on 64 as you approach the Shaka Valley Bridge area from Mechanicsville Turnpike in too earlier here. Watch for collisions right now, 21st at Franklin, 8th at Jackson, Laburnum at Creighton Road, Brook Road at Magnolia Ridge Drive, and
Richmond is about to take over. Get ready for WWE Monday Night Raw, televised live worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. This Monday night at 7:30 are still available for this must-see night of unbridled action. See U.S. champion John Cena.
I agree. I have been stung by defeat, but I will not quit.
He'll join forces with Roman Reigns and Randy Orton. Tag team main event with WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins, the world's largest athlete, the Big Show, and Rev. Plus, you'll see the Sea Warrior, Sheamus.
I'm going to annihilate anyone who dares to step in the step ring.
Live this Monday night at Richmond. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. They're still available at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Get quick, safe, and reliable stops every time by switching to new Duralast Max Premium brake pads available only. Proven tough, and the original brake pads that came with your car. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Say, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. almost. You. Hey, good boy.
To you, your dog pet is your exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system, not to mention the best darn alarm clock you've ever had. And while he may not be able to sleep this quickly, your dog says he loves you and anyways. So help protect him with K-Bear. Canine Advantix Infectrum Protection against fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes, too. Plus, kills fleas and ticks through contact. Bites your dog to death.
That's it. You said it.
No. For the love of dog. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics and pet specialty retailers. Learn at Advantix2.com.
Yes, switching banks can be, but First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our switch kit. First Capital Bank rewards a debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. Yeah.
Cover for him. I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over 75 years. That is huge. That is over 6 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And now you know. And double the work.
Celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico for over 75 years, know even more knowledge on you. Geico could save you on motorcycle, RV, and boat. They offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters. They have a 97% rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then the phone or at your local office.
Let Veteran Vapors of Ashland help you winter and hello to spring with our flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products. And now offering over 80 unique. Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% off your purchase of 25 operated by veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299-2990. Follow us on Facebook or go to first.com.
Right now, buy any new carpet at the Home Depot and the installation is only 30 for the whole house. So let's cover more rooms with the same button class carpet installation with a lifetime. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit a local store to get started. Let's do this. Whole home carpet installation, just $37. More saving, more doing. Home Depot. Valid for $4.99 purchase of cost of carpet and pad.
Richmond's Nook Show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Now it's dawn, whisper slow, feel slow, take a backseat, don't play safe. Dance with me, go on.
Before we get into dirt, thank you very much to the for coming in. They are the one of the Rammies' new Restaurant of the Year finalists. The Partisan, located in D Street. Partisan, D.C. Like I said, are up for Rammies' finalist of the year. New restaurant. Nathan Anda and Ed Witt. Chef at Nate. The Rammies, by the way, will once again be held at the Washington Convention Center Sunday, June. So, Ben, and good luck to Nathan Anda and Ed Witt. We're also up for Chef. Thank you much for coming in. By the way, the Partisan opens for lunch Monday through Friday. Dinner, nightly, starting at 5 o'clock. Bar also opens at 11 a.m. Offered from 11 a.m. to 2, so thepartisandc.com. For information. All right, Diane, let's get into some dirt after that. To go see the DZ Wizards take on 6 at Verizon Center.
In the entertainment industry are still mourning the death of B.B. King, who passed yesterday. Family members peacefully in his home in Las Vegas, probably known for his 1970 song, The Thrill Is Gone, but also younger generations came to duet with U2, Flip to Town off of Rattling Hum. By the way, The Edge is said to be okay. Stage, you know, new stage.
Did he really?
He handled it pretty well. It was just one of those things where he's playing, kind of paying attention to where he stepped. He scraped up his arm a little bit, but he tweeted out that okay after took a little last night in Vancouver.
I don't know why I'm asking. The answer is no. Did either of you guys see Tim Lincecum last night?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah. How funny is that?
What happened?
He was throwing a pitch. You know who Tim Lincecum is?
He's a pitcher.
For the Francisco Giants. Diane, you know him. So he threw a pitch and fell right off the mound. Oh, hysterical.
Like loss of balance?
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. It's hysterical.
Members of bands like Stone Sour, Rage Against the Machine, others on hand this weekend to mark the 5-year anniversary of the death of rock legend Ronnie James Dio.
Has it been five years? Wow.
His date in 2010 from gastric cancer at the age of 67. So you have Tom Morello, Lita Ford, also Jack Black, involved in a whole bunch of different, and then all the money that's going to be raised, James Dio Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, that is operated by Mad Max Fury Road with Charlize Theron, new in the theaters this week, also with Rebel Wilson, and lots of TV shows you got, and series finales this weekend. Season finale tonight for season 6 for Shark Tank.
Yep.
Also, SNL season finale is hosting with musical guests. Sunday night, your Billboard Music Awards, ABC second season finale. You also get the first of 2 episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians about Bruce. So their take about him becoming a woman and how the family reacts. Part 2 is going to air on Monday night for Mad Men.
No, Eve, isn't it?
Sunday night on AMC. Tonight on Letterman, Norm MacDonald, though, because they said...
So next week is... they announced him.
His final scheduled guest.
Yes. So on Tuesday, Bill Murray's doing... Eddie Vedder's on Monday.
Punks and Eddie Vedder.
Right. Tuesday is somebody, Tom Hanks.
No.
No.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. That's because what it is. Bill Murray was his first ever guest.
Exactly. First guest on Late Night 2, first guest on the Late Night 3, and then that'll be his 44th appearance.
Right.
With David Letterman. At the final show on Wednesday, CBS only saying it'll be an hour filled with highlights, the show's final top 10 list.
Somebody that's doing the show. Damn it.
I mean, you know who's doing the show.
I know somebody who's...
Is Leno?
He in here?
Is that a no?
The Jake Johansson.
How?
Although he's on that show a million times. I may now know two people.
Okay.
Well, I can't say, Diane.
Is it Leno?
I've been told, don't say anything.
Let's see. It just got coming in on Wednesday. Okay. No, it's not Jake.
Yeah, no, I was not told. Please, I'm my own man. I was asked to please, so I'm being respectful.
His ratings, Letterman's ratings, have been on the rise, obviously, as we count down to his last night, averaging 3.8 million viewers last week, Fallon, and night numbers. Not so much for American Idol, a series ratings with seven.
Well, don't tell me you're going off the air.
With 7.7 million, Nick take the crown in 14, 38% down. From last year's finale.
Hey, can I?
Okay.
Let's just enjoy it one more time. Let's enjoy it one more time.
This is for you, Dave. Okay. Let's come up in another town. Try our luck. Leave the bread on the plate. Put your chef foot off the brain.
By the way, if I were Letterman, I would have ended my run as soon as one last look.
Is that you are leaving?
New music.
The last look. Oh, take one last look. Is that you are leaving?
You know what Tom Waits' voice? Remember when Tyler called the Golf Channel?
There's something that the wind can carry. They're away across the waiting prairie. This golf kid could give us a good run. But Steve was a good one.
This is so good. I wish you didn't going where you pretend you don't like him.
He did interview Tom Waits, and at that point, Clooney was still here. Letterman.
He looks there.
Clooney, I know.
No, Diane.
Take one.
No, seriously. He looks good there.
You want to talk about five heads?
Let's move.
I do love that Clooney can't move. How old is Tom Waits?
No,
is he in his 40s?
Is he 40? No.
Is he 40?
His eyebrows are 40.
Waits.
They put up speed limit signs.
Oh.
And they are.
Is he really?
In your hair.
I hope I sound that good when I'm 65.
Take one last look at the place that you are leaving. Take one look. Oh, take one last look.
If he ever comes through here, you know you're doing date night.
Nine.
Just you.
Yeah. Not a promotion.
All right, Diane, back into...
That was nice of Snuffleupagus to come by.
Looking for the club face at Impact. Do you have some tips?
Is that because you feel that you were...
Hey, you guys missed it. About that since it happened in 90s. But you missed that I misspoke.
Oh,
focusing too much, I guess, the sound of the voice and less what the voice was saying.
Charity.
Mitt Romney and ridiculous thing.
I'll
go through with this.
They said if Harry Shearer does not return for the next two seasons, walking away from $14 million.
I don't know what Harry Shearer is thinking.
No, which means how much money does he have?
Enough to walk away from $14 million. By the way, you don't walk away from $14 million.
They are going to recast. So, they are going to recast his character. It's not like they're going to off Burns or Smithers or Principal Skinner or sort, you know, any of the main voices that he is known for. They said, we've got a wealth of people that we can take from the voice.
Get in there. Do the for voice.
Things as characters.
rambling interview with Bill Cosby today. Initially, he was there to talk about ways to improve.
Oh, is this his
education? But then, you know, they were asking about how allegations against him would overshadow his message to improve education. According to him, I've never seen anything like this. And reality is the situation. I can't speak.
So I don't even understand what that means.
Nobody does, because they asked him in a different way. If a child would come to you and ask you about these 40 plus women against you, and he went on with this long answer that said no. Also, the Rolling Stones taking part in their first ever Twitter Q&A session. You can submit your questions. Rolling Stones, certain questions will be posted today afternoon at 1 o'clock. Finally, 68-year-old former Growing Pains actor Alan Thicke telling us we long his wife of 10 years that the music that they do when they're having sex includes son Robin Thicke, according to her. Oh, we love Robin's song, Sex Therapy. You have to admit, it's a great song to get in the mood, to which Robin on Twitter saying, Dad, I heard what you said. I need you to give back all of my music immediately.
All right, it's Diane 866 to Elliot 866-235-56. Call me right now, please. You can tonight. Wizards tickets as they take on the Atlanta Hawks. Game 6, must-win game against the Atlanta Hawks tonight at Verizon Center. 866 to Elliot 866-5468.
Let's go to Tyler from New Jersey. I'm live with Bob Byman, and no meowing, please.
Hi.
Elliot in the morning.
Conditions 64 as you approach the Shaka Valley Bridge area from Mechanicsville Turnpike in two earlier collisions starting to clear. Watch for collisions right now. 21st at Franklin, 8th at Jackson, Laburnum at Creighton Road, Ridge Drive, and Ben.
All right, let's go.
Set the soundtrack for a road music right from your phone.
Go, turn it up.
Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickle, thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
Who ate that?
And Strong can make everyone wish in the back seat with you. When they see all the photos you posted.
140 likes.
Think what Strong can do for...
All right, where are we going next?
AT&T's network has the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T Drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T now and get the HTC One M9 for zero down with AT&T Next. Capture all dynamic 20-megapixel sapphire lens camera.
Signal strength claim based on TE signal strength for national carriers. Qualifying credit, installment agreement with sale, other charges and restrictions apply. Visit a store for details.
No matter how much a person has, it doesn't mean they have a Qdoba. Taste is a verb. It isn't something you have, it's something you have the freedom to try things out and dabbling. That's why we freed up your Qdoba. Now, you can want no strings and no sacrificing on your favorite toppings like queso and guacamole. So go all out, throw it all with abandon. Only
Sandra Ann Bannister. Naked Burrito. Hot Nacho Bar.
Celebrate with a buffet-style taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar with catering from Qdobill. Perfect for graduation parties. Easy, delicious. Call 888-QDQTO.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's the courage to take on the greasiest of jobs, the belly of the beast, and replace it. Fearlessness, and it has no patience for dead batteries. That's why Advance Auto Battery testing. And if you own a battery, we'll even install it for back to your next big project. Advance Auto, for guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Attention hunters, star collectors. The Richmond Raceway Complex this weekend.
It's your one-stop gun shop with Joe Price prices on everything, including sports and self-defense. Eight stacked and packed with thousands of modern, antique, and collectible rifles, handguns, knives, supplies, military, and more. Concealed carry class offered both days. Join or renew your NRA show and get in free. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5 at the Richmond Gun Show. Richmond Raceway Complex. Good for both days. Free with supervising adult. More info at CE Gun Shows. Shows at CEGunshows.com. Don't miss the 1800 Table Gun Show. Your one-stop gun to gun Raceway Complex this weekend.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant. Knock, 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 knock. Sandwich, silly, I told you already.
Crew sandwich sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. Bank makes it extremely easy. And here's the biggie. The First Capital Bank Rewards debit card. It gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. And cash back every... Visit bank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. It's your mission. Let's make it work. Member FD.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone rewards stretch further. He recalled moments he and his car shared. Oil changes, brake jobs, and that rest stop on where scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like...
Sorry, car.
Rip Jason's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC Richmond, Elliott in the Morning. Whoa, whoa, oh, whoa, whoa.
Hey, Elliot, how's it going?
I am doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm off work.
Oh, good for you. I'm almost done. Wizards and Hawks tonight at Verizon Center. You going to be able to make it?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, good. You will be there tonight, which would force a game Monday night, but got to get a big one. You hold tight 1 second. Kaylee just needs to get some info from you, but enjoy the game, too.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. Thanks again for checking. The Jim Gaffigan Show will premiere on July 5th on TV Land. You can watch the first episode now by going to Jim Gaffigan. It's really, really good. Really good. So, again, the Jim Gaffigan Show, you can go watch it at jimgaffigan.com. It'll premiere July 15th on TV Land. As Gaffigan hits the road, August 11th, Pier 6 Pavilion in Baltimore is sold out at Wolf Trap. If you want to go see Gaffigan, those are some dates for you. Also, thanks again to the this morning. Up for a new restaurant of the as part of the Rammies, which is day June 7th. Huge ceremony for the restaurant industry. The Partisan DC.com. Like I said, located at 709 D Street in Penn Quarter. For a new restaurant of the year. Oh, chefs, Nathan Anda and Ed Witt. Up for Chef of the Year. Our menu is a reincarnation of the meat-centric restaurants, which I like. Your highlights? Okay, you get the triple stack burger. Good. 45-day dry porterhouse. That's fine. Now pig's head and sausage and bone marrow. Hell yes. Yes. So anyway, thank you very much to the Partisan. Again, more info, 524-5322, or go to thepartisandc.com for coming in today. All right, Monday, when we get back for the weekend, I will go see Rush all next week, every day. Tickets to see Rush, you and your guests go backstage. Very cool. Very cool. So we'll do that all week. And also, we may have a LED Eily in the Morning promoted for you. Wait, trying to get it done next week. Next week, get that done. If you need information on anything going on, Facebook.com/EITM online. Everybody have yourself a good. We'll see everybody back here on Monday. See you soon.
The day has closed. It's gone from us. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll so ho, ho, ho.
So long, farewell, I'll meet her, say goodbye. I hate it to go, at least die. Hey! So long, farewell, well, I do. To you, and you, and you. Hey! He loves the cocaine, he loves the cocaine, yeah! Hello, farewell, I'll be here, say goodbye.
See ya.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
An iHeart radio station.
Here's your chance to hang with Mumford & Sons in Washington. Text this key.
G-U-E-S-T, guest.
Text that keyword to 44549. Confirm your entry. Standard message rate. Message
of $1,000. And our iHeart radio ultimate experience with Mumford & Sons.
Thanks to Glasno Records.
XL102.
A million prayers and falling to the homeless. But better than
culture at work.